You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Finish!
Sir!
Do you know what I just saw?
No, sir.
A golfer!
Golfer? Where?
Do you know what golfers can do to a golf course?
Why, sir, I think they're tunneling in from that construction site over yonder.
Chervik Construction Company?
I'll slap an injunction on them so fast it'll make their head spin. And you...
Gophers, or I'll be looking for a new greenskeeper. Is that clear?
Oh, aye, sir. Very clear, sir. Yeah. I'll put my best man on it.
I want you to kill every gopher on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Gophers! You're Greek, kid, not golfers. The little brown furry rodents.
We can do that.
Aye.
We don't even have to have a reason.
Do it, man.
All right, let's do the same thing, but with gophers. I thought nobody can understand what you're saying.
The defense calls George Lucas.
George Lucas!
State your name and latest film.
George Lucas, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
And do you think Phantom Menace is as good a movie as Empire?
Well, certainly. I think it's the best movie I've made yet.
Permission to treat this witness as hostile. Mr. Lucas, how do you explain that in Star Wars, Obi-Wan tells Luke that when he met his father, he was a great pilot, but in Menace, he's just a little boy?
Well, my kids thought.
And how come Obi-Wan tells Luke that Yoda is the Jedi that trained him, but in the movie, Liam Neeson trains Obi-Wan?
The power of myth.
Isn't it true you knew this was a bad movie? That you wrote it over a weekend but kept telling people it was done for years?
Objection, Your Honor! The pod race was pretty cool.
May I remind the court that Your Honor has never been in a George Lucas movie? And you were age appropriate for the Liam Neeson role.
I'm going to allow it.
I want my $8 back. Get him out of my sight!
What'd you tell him?
Wait a minute. She said army. Of course. An army of the worst dregs ever to soil the face of the West. Taggart!
Yes, sir?
I've decided to launch an attack that will reduce Rock Ridge to ashes.
What do you want me to do, sir?
I want you to round up every vicious criminal and gunslinger in the West. Take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and Methodists!
Could you repeat that, sir?
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
God darn it, Mr. Lamar. You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Shit kicker.
Hey, everyone! Hello! It is I, the J. Strom, here from the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. But it's Saturday? Huh?
The rare Saturday show. Yes.
Greatness.
We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian.
Greetings.
Steven's not here yet. What is the deal?
He's still stuck in the airport.
We postponed the show for a day, and he's still late. Usually he's coming home from the airport, but it's a day later, and he's still late. So what is the deal? But it's okay.
It wouldn't be a show if Steven wasn't late.
You know, it's all right, though. It's no big deal, because we have a special guest with us today, don't we, Bill?
We do.
We do.
Who's this, Bill?
This is my eldest sister, Shannon.
Lots of respect, please.
All right.
Well, hello, Shannon. It's rare to have a female on the show.
I know. I asked Billy. Is there anyone else? Any other girls?
We used to have one, but then she disappeared.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen to me?
Maybe.
After the show.
Yeah. It's the curse of Nora Mulberry. The females always disappear.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, my sister used to do the show, but she's since moved on to other things.
Yeah,
not like necessarily better things, but no, what it was is we used to do the show on Saturdays and we switched to Fridays, and I think she didn't like that. She wants her Friday evenings open to do whatever. And
yeah, we'll,
just
we won't speculate.
Fill in the blank there. Good time. I want to say hi to nimchat.com, the people who decided to join us today on a Saturday, Bill. It's been a crazy Saturday, I got to tell you.
It has.
Because, you know, Father's Day is coming up, and I'm a father, and my wife has been saying, what do you want for Father's Day? And, you know, you always do the, oh, I don't care, whatever. Just give me a DVD. But really, I don't want a DVD because the new high-def formats are out, and I don't want any standard-def discs anymore. I'm not trying to sound like a snob. It's just that eventually I want the high-def version, right?
Yeah.
But HD DVD is now dead. So what do I want to buy? An HD DVD? Maybe if it's real cheap, but there's nothing new out. Like, like Cloverfield or Rambo just came out. I want one of those, but those are on Blu-ray, and I don't have Blu-ray. So my wife
you
was
don't?
Like, not until today. So what happens is my wife says, hey, you know, Best Buy is doing that thing where it's like no interest for 3 years, 36 months. And that's how we got our TV, our HD TV. You have 3 years, you pay it off, and you pay it off on time. There's no interest, and you end up most likely helping your credit, right? Or helping build credit. So we're really good about that. I mean, you kind of screw yourself if you didn't pay, and there's like 6 months left. They're like, oh, crap, I need to start paying on this TV. But luckily, we don't do that. So she was like, I really want a TV for the bedroom. Like a flat screen. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, check a bomb well.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'll just tell you right now. Yeah, we don't have any of that stuff on high def, but I will be buying it if that's what you're insinuating. No, but is that on Blu-ray yet, Bill? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think it is.
I got a PS3, of course, for the Blu-ray. Not to play games. I don't care about the gaming, right? There's no
decent. There's nothing good for it anyways.
Yeah, there's that, what was that? What was that game that was launched?
Resistance. Fall of Man.
Fall of Man. Their Halo killer.
Yeah. Which
and we got the like a 37-inch Insignia TV. Now, I know what you're saying. Insignia? What the hell is that? It was built by the children from Temple of Doom that worked in the mines, you know?
Yes. Short Round was their leader.
Yeah, but it is for the bedroom, so who cares, right? It's 720p. Yeah. I didn't need 1080p.
You know, some third world nation children have to suffer for the people of America.
And I had to get a new receiver because, hey, you got to have one to update for the Blu-ray high-def audio, right?
Yes.
To give you an idea of how old my receiver is, it doesn't have component inputs in it. It has
dating it.
It had the top-of-the-line S-Video inputs, which is like, man, S-Video, hey! Man, SVO, that's like high def, man.
Separates the luminance from the color.
Yeah. So I got this new Pioneer thing, and the part of the thing is it has to be all home theater items to include it on the 36-month. So I was like, so the PS3, that's a home theater item, right? And he was like, oh, no, no, no. He was like this Asian guy. He goes, that's media. And I was like, what? It's like it's got a Blu-ray player.
Well, what in home theater isn't media?
I don't know. It makes no sense. He goes, I tell you what, you spend over $9.99 on TV, then you get PS3 thrown in 36 months. And I was like, what?
In a second, are we in China all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You're getting $90.99.
Did I say Best Buy? I was on a street corner in an alley, you know. I was in Chinatown. It was the back of a truck. No, so I picked out everything. He goes, and of course, Bill, you know he's going to say it. He goes, you have HDMI cable? And I said, yeah, I've already got one. Don't worry. And he goes, what brand is it? And I was like, what? What do you care? And I was like, it's a really good cable. And he goes, how good is it? Because we've got some good cables over here. I was like, I don't want your friggin' HDMI cable, dude, all right? Good Lord.
You want to pay $200 for a 3-foot cable because it says Monster on it.
And there was this even, what was it, Electronic House is the website. They did like a study where it was like,
yeah,
I think it was coat hangers or something.
Yeah, for speaker wire.
They compared like this high-end Monster wire for your speakers and coat hangers, and there was no like signal loss.
Mm-mm.
So that tells you something right there, that it's all a scam, big time. Yeah. So anyway.
And Monster loves to sue everyone. Like, just this week I was reading that they were trying to sue some mini golf course called Monster Putt Putt because they used the name Monster in it.
Wow.
That's our word now. No one else is allowed to use it.
Have they sued Monster.com yet?
Just our shitty cables can have the name on it.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, whatever. Don't buy their overpriced crap. And he did try to get me to buy a surge protector, too. You need a Monster surge protector. And I was like, no thanks. But okay, Shannon, you know, it's nice that you're here because we get a girl's perspective on this. This news story I heard about, and I just had to get into this. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but in Florida, there were some Girl Scout cookie thieves. Actually, they didn't steal the cookies. They stole the envelope of money. You know how you'll see the Girl Scouts, they'll be...
I'm going to take the tag-alongs.
Yeah. They'll sit at a table in front of a grocery store and sell a bunch of cookies, right?
I've done it. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's these two, like, 17-year-old Paris Hilton wannabe girls. They're sipping on their Starbucks Frappuccinos.
Their caramel macchiato.
Yeah, they're standing... Yeah, whatever their fancy drinks are. And they're like, oh, okay, and I got my cell phone, and... They decided, hey, that girl's got $150 there. Let's grab it. So they steal her envelope of money. Of course, they get caught and they return it. But they show no remorse at all on the news, and the whole community's in an uproar. Throw them in jail. We don't care how old they are. But I want to play you guys the clip and tell me what you think, all right? Let's check it out.
Okay.
When two teenagers confessed to CBS 12 News, they stole a nine-year-old girl's Girl Scout cookie money near Lake Worth. Their matter-of-fact attitude stunned many of our viewers. And it made a lot of people wonder, why aren't those girls behind bars? Some answers and some more of that jaw-dropping interview now from CBS 12's Suzanne Boyd. Suzanne?
Well, Liz, if you were shocked by our story last night, wait until you hear more of what these girls had to say to our cameras. And we tried to answer the question about why they're still free.
We needed some money. We saw a girl selling Girl Scout cookies. We saw an envelope with money in it, and I grabbed it, and she drove away.
We aren't showing their faces, but these two teens had no problem bragging about their crime to our cameras.
Money's money. I mean, I feel bad it was a nine-year-old girl, but there was $150 in that envelope, and I wanted that money, and it was mine.
But after admitting to stealing Gracie Smith's cookie money in front of this West Hypoluxo Winn-Dixie, the two Park Vista students are flaunting their freedom.
Planning on buying like a necklace and all this stuff and a new phone, but now I guess not.
Now the only thing these teens are buying is time. The crime is a misdemeanor, petty theft, and a deputy did not witness it. So authorities have to wait for the state attorney to file charges.
Why did you do it?
I mean, who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but
who doesn't like money?
It looks like they already have a confession on tape, but Gracie should not expect an apology.
I'm actually pissed because I should have kept that money if they charged me with all the charges I just got.
Do you have any remorse about stealing from a nine-year-old girl?
Right now, no, because I'm kind of pissed because I have charges and we had to give the money back anyway, so now I'm pretty pissed. Like, I don't feel sadness for that little girl. I mean, she's getting a lot of money right now from people who feel bad for her, so
whatever.
Sam, whatever. Really, you know, yeah. Hard to see. It's incredible, the arrogance. Have these girls ever done anything like this before?
Well, you know, they are juveniles, so their records are kept private. They're not public record. So we don't actually know, but both of the teens did admit to us that they have criminal records.
Oh, dear.
They admitted on tape.
Yes.
Okay.
The teen who admitted to stealing cookie cash from a Girl Scout behind bars tonight. And this time she could stay there for a while. Suzanne Boyd joins us.
Well, Kurt, it looks like the justice system finally catching up with 18-year-old Stephanie Wood. She will remain in the juvenile detention center until further notice after her second arrest in just 2 weeks. But her attorney is defending her, saying the teen is not a bad person, just someone who made mistakes and needs some guidance.
She's very remorseful. And she's,
she is.
Upset she said that she wasn't. She has not had the opportunity for everybody
she's
to
confused.
Judge her from the entire picture.
The she picture pleads that insanity. We saw is this one. Stephanie and her friend bragging about stealing $164 from a 9-year-old Girl Scout a couple of weeks ago.
She grabs the envelope, snatched it really quick. She ran to my car, and we left, and we parked, and we split the money.
Why did you do it?
$75
I do understand that there were some comments
made by cookies makes her crazy.
I would hope that the event itself is not
judged. What phone is she buying for $75 along with the necklace?
Motorola Go phone?
After that incident because she was already on probation for an assault on her boyfriend.
That phone, the jitterbug?
She was in court today. 2 days ago, Woods and her same redheaded girlfriend allegedly walked out on their $26 tab at this Denny's restaurant off Hypoluxo Road.
Dear.
Wood's attorney conceded that incident violated the terms
Denny's
of her home detention, but says his client deserves a fair shake in court and in the media.
We'll show that she's not the monster she's portrayed to be.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that she's portrayed to be? I think she did it herself, didn't she?
Nothing like a little theft, dine and dash. You know,
I love her logic. We gave the money back. Now we have to pay fines. What's the deal? You know, why should we have to? If we kept the money, then okay, I can see.
Because then we could have used it for our lawyer fees. Right. We would have had to return our high-class necklace to Walmart.
I'm scared. I got a 4-year-old daughter. I don't want her to turn into one of these type of children that... These teenagers that don't care about anything. And...
Well, it's okay, because you're an actual parent.
What about the Girl Scout? They should be giving her one of those things for...
A merit badge?
Yeah, like, what the hell? Death. Where's she in this whole matter? What'd she have to say? I want to hear from the Girl Scout.
When they show the Girl Scout, she's like this adorable little girl. You just feel so bad. You just want to go pimp slap those girls.
Pimp slap? They've probably already gotten that a couple times.
Several.
Bitch, where's my money?
Do you think... Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, they've been in, like, jail or rehab. Is it cool now to be in rehab? Like, oh my God, did you hear about so-and-so? They're in rehab. That's so cool. She's like a celebrity.
I want to go to Sir Lodge one day.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to live up to. One day they'll get so bad that they get shipped off to Cirque Lodge.
What's that?
That's the big rehab place that all the celebrities go to now.
Nice.
Like, Kirsten Dunst was there.
Just recently.
Yeah, but she said she was there because of depression.
Yeah,
and then
ass.
They interviewed... Yeah, your ass, exactly. somebody said, we don't take depression people at Cirque Lodge, so she's lying.
So what is it for, you think?
Probably snorting the white powder.
Some type of meds, yeah.
I think she's admitted to smoking pot. She's addicted to pot. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, you have to do something when you have snaggle teeth like that. It's true.
Hasn't she had those fixed yet?
No. No. Just checking the late. It's like through Spider-Man 3, that's all you see are these big old snaggle teeth.
She has an overbite?
Overbite? She has like an overbite.
I don't believe that. What, did they fix it with CGI?
Yeah.
No. They need to. That's what they should have spent the money on instead of three villains.
You leave Kirsten alone.
That's
me. Okay. Let's say, hey, we've got some voicemail, guys. Our first one is from Rick. Let's check it out. Gee.
Hey, citizens of Mulberry. This is Rick from Fort Worth. Nub the scroll in the chat. And
hey, Rick.
Just wanted to let you guys know that I picked up Wanted, the graphic novel, at Bill's recommendation, and I read the first chapter, and just got to say, Bill,
good book. I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, seeing how badly they screw it up. But I got to say, that first chapter alone is pretty in the head.
Huh?
There's no better way to describe it. As far as other news, big news, just want to let you guys know, I'm going to be a dad. July...
hey, congratulations.
The 23rd is when the baby's due. And,
scariest time of your life.
Yeah, don't know what it's going to be yet. Don't want to know what it's going to be yet. Probably not going to find out until the
kid's
born.
It's a boy.
Born, so,
I'm psychic.
Yeah, got a little geek on the way. Otherwise, that's about it. Take care.
Aww.
Bye, Rick.
You're Oda Mae Brown from Ghost. You know what the baby is.
That's right.
Rita Miller.
Okay, so we watched a little bit of Ghost before.
Yeah, Ghost was on HBO earlier.
Genius movie.
We were sucked in.
Puts baby in a corner.
Okay, well, we got another voicemail, this time from Izzy. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys, it's Izzy. I just wanted to let you know that I love the show. I always tell you that.
Thank you.
A couple comments. The first comment is about Tell's Kitchen. Point, I'm basically only watching because of Petroza, because he's like the official mascot of Nowhere in Mulberry. And every time he does the two-time thing, I get all nostalgic for Nowhere in Mulberry. Oh. Now, the second thing is you asked which part of the show we like. And personally, I'm a big fan of the TV segment, the movie segment, and the DVD segment. The news segment is all right, but it could drag a little longer. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to tell you guys was about Indy 4. And I was just thinking, like, you know, Spielberg and Lucas are some of the biggest names in the business. How do they not watch them like this and not go, like, wow, this is trash? And I just wonder if it's, like, the internet and all the fanboy websites, pre-stuff that just kills the movies, you know? People are talking
maybe
about
with Speed Racer,
and
not with
script,
Indy.
And this guy's writing it, and that guy's writing it, back and forth. The build-up is so big, and there's so much information. It's just one movie, you know? When the time it comes out, it's like, I don't know. But then on the other hand, Iron Man is amazing. And people were talking about that on the internet just as long. So, you know, I guess a good movie is a good movie, and a movie is a bad movie. Just
well, thanks, Izzy. Well, sorry about the news. We'll just cut that out of the show. I could do an Izzy version where I cut out the news in just his copy.
No, that's my segment.
Hey, what's going on? What's all this racket? What's going on here, Foggy?
I hear breathing.
Steven, the pop culture zealot. How you doing, Steven?
Oh, just dandy.
Steven, why were you late? We waited for you as long as we could.
I was attending a graduation party.
Really?
Oh, my little niece.
Wow. Oh.
And a going-away party at the same time.
She's leaving the same time?
She leaves at the end of next week.
Oh, well, that's
funny.
She's
going into the military.
Wow.
Fun.
Like I said, bad
for her.
Bad time to go to the military.
Bad timing.
She likes the desert, right?
She's going into, like, the human resources side. She's going to be,
oh,
like...
thank God for that.
Yeah.
Good.
She'll get shipped off to Qatar.
And I figure she'll be, like, you know, in Saudi, somewhere in a 18-wheeler at a desk, you know, in the back of an 18-wheeler. Just sitting there.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Doing all the typing and the discharges. Is that what they do, I guess? The human resources people would do over there? And
I guess.
You know.
They type up the suicide things, you know. I heard that there's been record
suicides. Oh, my God, that's morbid.
Well, I'm just saying, I just heard on the radio the record amount of suicides this year in the military. Since they've started keeping that tally, they've never been as many as there have been this year. So
and
I know
the,
it wasn't funny, it's kind of morbid, but it's true.
and then probably all the sexual harassment claims and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those now.
But you'll also be told you need to lose those. If you know what I mean. What?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Steven, we have a female on the show today. It's unbelievable.
No way.
No, we have Shannon on the show, Bill's sister.
Hey.
Hey, Steven. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
In town for the weekend?
Yes.
Sweet.
This is my last evening with Billy.
Oh.
I know.
Billy, I like that. We never called you Billy, Bill.
I'm sorry. William.
Should give up a family secret there.
I will if I can.
I'm the youngest one, so of course I'm either called Billy or Clifford.
Oh, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I love that clip.
Now, Stephen, we were just doing...
He never told us how close to home that clip really hit, did he?
We were just doing voicemails, and we had a three-hour Izzy voicemail, and now we have a Brock one. Let's check it out. Brock sent us a voicemail.
Hello, guys. This is Brock calling in at your behested request. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm calling in because you asked us to. And tell you how great your show is. It's wonderfully great. Actually, it is, as you always know. I always tell you that. And yes, I'm game for Xbox Live once you guys take the break. I tried to coordinate something last week, although I haven't been on there very much either because I got DirecTV recently, as Bill knows.
No,
Bill,
I play PS3 now, Brock. Sorry.
We're able to help each other out there. But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because about your review of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That is a mouthful. All of my impressions of the movie are posted in the chat board on the Hollywood Saloon, of course. But you guys mentioned during the review, I think it was Bill, that something that I've heard many, many times in the past that always confuses me when people mention it, and that's at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade with the knight that's hanging out in the room with chilling in the room with all the grails, the fake grail and the real grails, and people are like, well, I can't believe a knight's there. What's the deal? Well, obviously...
No, I just thought it was stupid. Is what it was.
The actual grail and drank the water. He has eternal life. So that's why he's there.
No, I understood
it's in the
that.
Script. And I don't understand why people have such a problem with this.
Because it's stupid.
I mean, obviously, he must get hungry.
Maybe
opinion. Just keep drinking water from there to, you know, deal
so
with the hunger,
dust,
I guess. I don't know. And honestly, yes, he looks like he's 65 at most.
Poorly.
Not 1,200 years old or however old he's supposed to be. So, yes. But I guess maybe you stop aging then? I mean, I don't know. But as long as there's
exactly.
a seal in there,
that's
in that
just
chamber,
stupid
the
part.
Seal that's in the entrance, he will live forever. So
that's why he's
there. Of course,
what if we have an old knight there? That would
that
be awesome.
Well, in retirement, turns out petroleum.
Don't pass the seal for no
that,
reason.
That bird feeder, whatever the hell that was, I mean, didn't seem to have an obvious source of refreshing, replenishing water. So that's standing water that's been standing there for 1,200 years.
He's putting a lot of thought into it.
I know.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
And how come his hair and beard didn't grow
except I changed my mind. It's very believable.
And of course, we will miss you on your break, but I think it's well-deserved. Take a break. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you, Brock.
And when you come back, we'll have plenty of movies that you have
We're not
seen in the meantime
back.
We can talk about and all that great stuff. So
he
keep it up.
He didn't understand. We're not coming back.
So long.
You kidding? Once we take a break, it's still like, nah, not doing that. Well, we get a lot of voicemails this week, don't we?
I think it's because people are on vacation.
Whoa, is there an earthquake? Who's breathing on their mic? Is it Steven?
It's probably me.
I got a mouthful of
Shannon, it's all right. It's your first show if it's you, okay?
No, and her microphone's down by her chin.
I don't even know how to use it.
It was me.
Who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but it's an easy crime.
That's what I'm saying. It's an easy crime, yo. All right, we got one more voicemail, and then we'll get into entertainment.
We do?
I know. The show's already an hour into it, it seems like. All right, let's check it out.
Hello, Mulberry losers. This is superstar director Uwe Boer calling to congratulate you on episode 125 of your poorly composed show.
Oh,
I suppose you are wondering how I'm currently leaving you a message right now when I'm currently battling you on the volcanic island of Scientologists. It is because
what
I can do whatever I want.
Wow.
Until Mick and Creto.
What is that?
Sounds like a gay giggle.
It's Uwe and Rita.
Heaven's
the
Megatroid.
You're the secret to my time travel.
Totally naked while talking.
Blueberry Bill is my constant. That's right, Bill. You are the reason I am still here. While you waste your life playing endless hours of Gran Turismo Auto 4. Penning my next blockbuster. Missile Command, which will star Daniel Day-Lewis, Cal Penn, Freddie Prinze Jr., and Screech from Saved by the Bell. Go ahead. Watch the 8-Yard Pop Culture Show. Make more fun
Missile
of
Missile Command's
my
a hard game to play. Have you ever played that?
And you.
Missile Command's a
eat
bitch.
Eat your fat burgers and weigh yourselves. It is you that will laugh.
You kind of lost your accent there.
Now I go back to destroy you in your Clooney, Artsy, Spielberg world. Uwe Boll will rise from ashes, holding a cigar and blowing smoke rings in your face. Oh, congratulations. I hate you.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, did Shannon leave after that?
Yeah. She's still here, actually.
He's a tough critic.
All right, guys, let's do entertainment. Finally, Christ. All right, I saw Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls. Stephen, you saw it too?
Yes.
Shannon, have you seen it?
I have not.
You have not?
She works too much to go see movies.
Yeah, I just hear it from Bill. I just get the review from Bill, and then I decide whether I want to see it. And this one, I don't want to see.
Well, see, you know, you'd think that after Bill told you that, and I went in thinking that, but I got to say, it was pretty awesome. And that monkey sequence that Bill made fun of, I thought it was kind of cool. I mean, kind of a,
you're insane.
A reference to
terrible.
Tarzan, you know, it's got the monkeys. Did you notice, Bill, though, the monkeys had kind of like Elvis haircut? So it kind of makes sense because...
Please, you're making me sick.
Shia LaBeouf had that same haircut, so they probably thought he was a big monkey. So in Lucas logic, it makes sense that they would help
in
him...
In Lucas logic.
...and attack the KGB.
That explains all of the prequel Star Wars movies.
Well, also, the whole the nuking the refrigerator, you know, he got inside. It says it's lead line. That's how he survived it. So, that makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Well, hey, there you go.
And what about the ants? See, the reason I think the CGI ants work, Bill, is because it would cost a lot of money to wrangle that many ants, like get an ant wrangler.
Yes.
And they might, they might really bite you.
I don't think there's many ant wranglers in Hollywood.
Well, it's for safety reasons. That's why they did CGIs, I think. So,
okay.
So I give them a pass on that. Now, let's see. What else was really questionable?
Terrible.
No, I'm serious.
What's her name? They question her smiling all the time.
She does smile quite a bit.
Even if you look at the scenes like online, or she's just grinning like an ape.
No, you know what? We went and saw the movie, and afterwards I'm like, okay, that wasn't so bad. But you start to think about it, and think about the quality of the other movies. It's a pale comparison to any other Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's pretty sad.
It doesn't
I mean, you know, you want to say...
There's
is
no
it,
sense of danger at all.
Is it as believable as the other ones? Sure, it's
well,
as
some
believable.
Some of the other ones are really believable, but it's, you know... At
there's
least
a sense
have...
of danger in the other ones,
yeah.
Especially
there
the first
no
and second
in this
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was
very little by comparison.
The CGI ants, you know, that can be creepy, but I've already seen that in another movie, creepier... The Mummy even had the same kind of idea with the weird scarab beetles.
Right.
Yeah.
There was nothing new about that. And when you start to analyze it, it falls apart. Even if you genuinely like the movie, it's the weakest of the bunch. And I think Shia LaBeouf did his best with it. That motorcycle chase on the campus, I like that scene. That seemed like an old indie style right there, didn't it?
Yeah.
And did you notice how they worked in the Wilhelm scream in that scene, Bill?
Yeah, I did.
When they're in the library and the guy... Yeah, that was great. I mean, that was one part that I laughed. Okay, so it's definitely not perfect. But, you know, all of your points, I can understand them. I can see them. I can't see how anyone could really compare... See, that's another thing. Even without comparing them, it is about on par with the Mummy movies, I would say. Like
I would have to say it's actually... I actually enjoyed the original Mummy movie more than the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, I do like the first Mummy a lot.
The second Mummy is pretty bad.
Aku Machente, Bill.
Aku Machente.
Now, the next day, we took my daughter to see Speed Racer, and that movie has been universally panned. It's the worst movie ever made. Everyone hated it. How could they do this? And I thought it was the coolest movie I've seen in a long time. I even forgot I saw Indiana Jones after this movie was over. It was so cool, Bill.
My sister just asked me if Steven was sleeping.
That's just my breathing.
sorry. You should have warned her.
She takes her mic away from her mouth and goes, is he sleeping?
So sorry, I'm boring you, Steven. But Bill,
I have a very deviated septum, and that's why they call me the Predator.
That's from
snort.
From all the cocaine you did in high school, right?
Yes, I'm
hot.
That's hot.
Nice. All right, now Bill, on Speed Racer, you love the movie, correct?
Yeah, I did love Speed Racer.
And, you know, I have an old Speed Racer DVD. It was like season one or whatever it is. And I started watching it with my daughter. And they were really faithful to the cartoon.
Yes, very much so.
So anyone who complains about the movie probably doesn't like Speed
Racer. Didn't like the Speed Racer cartoon back when.
And I think there's a huge difference between, oh, that movie was awful, and oh, that movie's not my cup of tea. It's very well made and everything, so I can understand that. But for people to say, oh, that movie's a piece of crap.
They
sucks.
Didn't understand the
It's too
animation.
Silly or whatever. I think Spritel and Chim Chim are hilarious. I really do. I think I looked over at my wife. She was laughing out loud, too, at that stuff. So maybe we're just square.
The kid that got to play Spritel was terrific. And I love that they used a real ape.
Yeah, you know the part when the ninja sneaks in?
Yeah.
That part was genius. And he has action lines like an anime. You know, you jump through there, and you see the lines going across the background.
Right.
It does that. It's so cool. And the car stuff, it's kick-ass. Loved it. And I'm going to say, if anybody likes anime or Speed Racer or whatever, you should watch that. You'll definitely like it.
The kids from my generation, like, because I remember MTV, when I was, what, like 12, 13, MTV started to move away from music videos, and at night they would play Speed Racer and The Young Ones, that the British show with the, what was that guy, the Fred guy that did the movie with Phoebe Cates.
Rick Mayall.
Yeah, Rick Mayall.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I kind of fell in love with Speed Racer then because, well, mainly because I thought it was something special because they were showing it on MTV. Like, hey, this is cool.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, I
know.
God. I was 12 years old.
Now they have Tila Tequila. So
yeah, that's a step up.
So it's gotten better. Sex in the City, tonight's evening after the show. What do you say?
Put a bullet in my head.
What?
Hey,
come on!
You have a girl online.
I'm not saying it's not okay for a girl to see. I don't want to see it.
Come on.
I went to see it with my sister today, but we didn't have time.
Steven! He really didn't want to see that. Wow. Okay.
He could have saw it with me. Even if it hurt really bad.
Oh, it would. It's going to hurt really bad.
Hey, I'll go see it. I own season one on DVD, and I'm not
afraid
to say it. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. No, it's my wife.
No, it's not that. I mean,
No, Steven, go ahead and say it's not my cup of tea.
It's exactly. I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
No,
I never said that.
Say it's not my cup of tea. Say it, Steven.
Not my cup of tea.
There you go. See?
Marco Cantone.
Really?
You know what? I have a theory about Mario Cantone. He's gay.
Is he really?
I'm thinking.
I thought he was just acting gay.
Well, what do you guys say we get into?
A fan of the sausage,
huh?
He's a fan of the sausage.
What do you guys say we get into? What's on our TiVo? Ah, yes. What's on our TiVo?
Yeah, the sausage.
Yeah, the sausage, and we've got the season finale of Lost. We've got a episode of Battlestar Galactica. I thought it was going to be a finale. It would have been convenient for us.
I thought it was a two-hour finale myself.
But no, not so much. It was one of those filler episodes. But we've got Top Chef and Hell's Kitchen and stuff, but let's go ahead and get to the good stuff. This week, Will Smith was on Ellen, who I also have a theory about. And let's go ahead and check this out.
I need to clear something up, and this is really awkward for me. Oh. So Jada and I are standing backstage, and you were on the other side in the curtain, and you were looking our way, and I never knew whether or not you heard. I grabbed Jada, and I said, "Girl, I'm gonna tear that thing up tonight," right? And I looked up.
Oh yeah, play
it. You were looking right at me.
Hell.
And you looked. I was like, And then, you just look back, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's never going to speak to me again. But you just, so you didn't hear me?
No, but now I'm fascinated by it. How was that night? Did you tear it up?
Yeah, the sausage.
More sausage. So what do you guys think? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't recruit her for Scientology right up front. You know, Ellen, sex is even better when you clear your thetans.
How so, Will? All right, The Bachelorette is on. I'm sure, Channing, you watch that, right?
I don't, actually. I used to, but who has time to see another girl with all those guys, really?
And, yeah, and her get to the end and not marry the guy, and it just meant nothing.
Right.
And she's not that attractive this
time
around.
No, I'm way prettier.
You are.
Yeah. No,
So she, for some reason, takes the guys to a baseball field, and Tommy Lasorda is there. Who knew he was still alive? And... she dares this guy to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Let's check it out. I'm sure hilarity will ensue.
Tommy, I think we should start with the national anthem. Isn't that how you guys start?
That's a good idea. That's the way every ball game starts. All right, let's pick out one of these dudes. How about this guy on the end?
I start it and everyone's going to sing with me.
No, you sing it yourself.
Did you still do that Ultra Slim Fast? Remember this commercial?
Come on.
Did you see it? I didn't see the...
Can you see by the dawn's early light, or
what
the
so proudly we
good Lord,
and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, we're gallantly
streaming.
Streaming.
You don't mean to tell me, hold it. You're telling me you don't know the national anthem?
Steaming.
Get back there.
I think you put me out of my misery. Did you guys see Flavor of Love? We know he picked Thing 2 to be his rock of love, right?
Clobbering time.
Yeah, she's a member of the Fantastic Four. So remember, he was like, she's the one for me, she's mine, and all that. So they always have these wrap-up shows, the reunion special. They get all the old contestants back so they can fight like Jerry Springer. Mm-hmm. But it was different. Flava said he's no longer in love with Thing 2. He actually decided he wants to marry the mother of his child, who's also there and has nothing to do with the show. It just kind of like... Let's check it out.
Yes, I really, really was looking for love. Just not knowing that I had it all the time. But, hey, listen, love can blind you, too.
Like, I already done had her, and she's had a baby, so I'm going to go with these.
Honestly,
but then,
I just want to say to you, baby,
impregnated you.
You know, I've been doing these shows. And
Thing too, saw my bank account, which I don't really have one.
She actually done my ass.
A long time ago.
I live in a New York ghetto.
You know what I'm saying, but I'm not going to do no more of these, you know, because...
I'm not going to do no more
I don't want nobody else.
No more Flavor of Love.
He has excellent grammar.
Let me ask you
Bring
this.
Back Brett Michaels.
Yeah, at least Brett Michaels could speak properly.
Definitely.
So much for that, I guess.
Who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but it was an easy crime.
That chick's going to be on a reality show one day. Just watch.
Oh, you know it. You got to think that maybe they were playing it up for the camera, like, hey, we'll be on MTV or something.
Yeah, I'm going to show my friends. And she's getting a phone call while she's being interviewed. So her friend's
What's
like,
"What's her new phone?
Oh, my God.
She got that at Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Whitney, I see you on the news right now, and you're totally being interviewed. Oh, I know. I'm on right now. And it's like, God. Okay, the real world.
I think she's on TRL. Yeah.
I love my dad.
You have that little scroll at the bottom. Now, on the real world, no one gets along. Everyone gets in fights. And here's another one. And it's not in any way discernible from the last fight. Let's check it out. Oh, and at the end, you know, they always talk calmly and go, we're going to send you away for a bit until it's okay for you to come back.
Whoa.
You better cut that out, bro.
Say your threat.
Get me
out of here.
Whoa. This is actually you and me, Steven, last weekend at the show, wasn't it?
That's why his dad passed away.
You were saying how good Indiana was, and I was saying how bad it was.
Yeah.
Stand up. Say something, man.
Say something about Indy. I'll kill you.
Just because of the nature of how things escalated, mm-hmm. we're going to have to remove you from the situation for tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably
what
best.
What I need you to do is...
Did you almost kill that guy?
Tonight. We'll take you to a hotel, and we'll talk to you more about what happens next, okay?
We'll talk
it
to you about Scientology.
I really want to look out for everybody in the house, and I guess I became the bully that I've always been against.
Yeah, the sausage.
What does that mean? All right, so I'm going to start TiVoing The Real World because it sounds pretty good this year.
What happened to The Real World that now every week there's a fight?
I don't know.
I remember when it was, like, didn't it start in New York? And there was the dancer chick and all that. And it, I think the only fight that happened was between the black journalist and the girl that was the rapper.
In Seattle, the gay black guy, but he wasn't gay, slapping the girl in the face.
Oh, I remember that. As she was leaving in the cab,
yeah, and that girl died. I heard she died a while back.
Yeah, she did die.
From repercussions from the slap. Yeah, from the slap.
No, she had Lyme disease.
Yes.
She had Lyme disease.
Wow. See, there was internal bleeding in her brain after that slap.
There was a tick on that guy's hand.
Oh, that's horrible.
Lyme disease.
Right.
All right, The Moment of Truth is back. Remember that great show? Have you seen that, Shannon, where they ask you horrible questions?
In front of your family.
And they know if you're telling the truth or not. Let's check this out. It's awesome.
While you were dating your former girlfriend, Aurora, did you ever cheat on
Aurora? Oh, you wouldn't have cheated on Aurora.
That's Stormy Alice.
Right. I'm going to go with yes.
Aurora, any thoughts on this?
I don't think he ever did.
Well, there's no button to save you now. You have to answer this truthfully or lose your $25,000. While you were dating your former girlfriend, Aurora, did you ever cheat on her?
No way.
Yes or no?
Wow, they make us wait a while, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, Aurora.
I need to walk out. It's so embarrassing.
You signed
You're the
up,
one that
honey.
Wanted to be on the show.
Yeah.
That answer is...
I mean, they got a lot of free time on the show, don't they? She shot him to death.
Aurora went nuts.
She's packing heat.
Now,
she killed Mark L. Wahlberg. What's he going to do?
Mark L. Wahlberg. I can't wait to see him in The Happening.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be so much better casting Mark L. Wahlberg instead of Mark Wahlberg in that?
Might be a better actor.
Could be.
I think so. Now, Tila Tequila, which is quite simply the greatest show on television, lesbidasians and straight men all vying for the love of Tila, and she's always talking about how, this is funny, there's multiple people and she's like, I'm really falling for them. It's like, and then another person, I'm falling for them too. So apparently she can fall for several people
pretty much
at once.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's whoever fawns over her more.
You're actually falling. I think somebody pushed her off the balcony.
Well, there's this guy. He's
maybe
like,
because her eyes are all squinty. They all look about the same.
He wouldn't do
that. Was that a racist
task.
Joke, Stephen?
No. I don't know why.
You're making an Asian joke.
No. Wow. Is she Asian? I thought she was a white girl.
She is from. I think she's. From,
I've seen pictures of her. She looks like a mix.
She's from like Texas.
She looks like a mix.
She came from the pound.
Yeah, she came from
a mutt. She's a mutt. Yeah.
Mutt. Her real name's like Tila Najugian.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like Vietnamese or something.
She's from Austin or something, Steven, so she's close by.
She's
so
from Austin.
We'll check that.
She might come down and kick your ass. Mix. I'll give you a mix.
I think she's
smack me with that big star tattoo on the back of her hand.
She quit the show, actually. This is her last season. She said she wants to do something more meaningful with her life.
Yeah,
so
she was going to dedicate her life to MySpace.
Yeah. No. Wow. Come on, Foggy. Good Lord. Okay, well, let's check it out. This guy, he decided to impress Tila by taking off all of his clothes and jumping into a pool. But there are several lesbians around who don't like looking at naked men. So let's check it out. You can tell what the hell's going on.
I'm going to talk to you, Tila, but if you want me to get naked, I'll get naked and jump in the pool for you.
Ew.
Ew.
I
hate boys naked.
Oh my god, I'm going to win!
So do I,
really
honestly.
I'd be crazy and I would do anything.
Thank
for
God
her.
For that.
I don't like to look at myself naked, I know that.
She did it and she held up her end of the bargain.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
And I'm in there in the pool naked. I'm feeling good.
Myself from elimination.
When I looked over, I saw a shriveled, floppy penis.
Whoa.
I was like, even though he's my friend, I don't want to see his penis.
Man, listen to that bass line.
Shriveled,
that's the,
floppy.
Penis bass line. They actually play that
shriveled,
with their penis.
Good lord. Okay. Steven, have you ever seen a Gladiator movie? Have you guys seen that Last Comic Standing is back? First of all, who won the last 10 of these, and are they famous? Or where have they gone?
The kid with cerebral palsy won the last one.
Josh Blue, that was three seasons ago, Bill.
Oh, see, I don't pay attention.
The same thing happens to the comics on the show that happened to the females that come on our show. They just disappear.
They just disappear.
Yeah. I can't wait until the end of the show.
Well, they've got Alfonso Ribeiro and the custodian guy from Scrubs being the judges here.
What?
Which guy from Scrubs? I talked over you.
The guy who is the custodian. The guy who sweeps up and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And Alfonso Ribeiro. They're like doing the talent part to see who comes on. This week, for some reason, this chick comes on and just starts stripping. She starts dancing and stripping. And
she thought she was on Tila Tequila.
Her breasts pop out, and they're just sitting there going, okay, let's check it out. This is the part where she's stripping.
You're.
Do you like that cratching?
Pop out.
I can't look too much. I'm glad it's yeah, it, popping out.
Gonna pop
yeah, what
out.
Happens, happens.
Good times.
Oh, well.
Well, okay.
You're very, very pretty and very charming and delightful.
Yeah.
But I think tonight...
Yeah, if you come back tonight, you have to pay.
I don't think I'm ready for a comedy. Because I'm a real actress.
Is she drunk?
Wow.
I think so. Speech is slurred. Ossifer.
I'm a real actress.
Now on Hell's Kitchen, hey, we finally got to Hell's Kitchen. We know that Petroza two times. I just have this clip here. It has nothing to do with the show except for he says something twice. Let's check it out.
He always does.
I wanted to get all the garnishes in the pan ready for the next person.
We need a win. We need a win.
Fans, fans, fans.
Yes. Petroza two times. Okay, now this week on the show, they did that stupid relay, Bill. Remember that early on?
Yeah.
And the blue team loses because Jen, she forgets to put...
the sauce on two items.
Yeah, she forgets to put the sauce on. The sausage.
No, please, no more of the sausage. What did I start?
Well, he says, tonight on Hell's Kitchen, you're going to prepare your own menu. So they all come up with their own menus, and the red team, they work really well together. Do you like how Matt's like, we're a great team, we're really working well. Of course, later on, we'll see what happens. But Jen decides to come up with her own menu, and this is what happens.
We're going to start off with a salad of balsamic macerated strawberries, feta cheese, and a toasted brioche. After that, halibut wrapped with zucchini and squash. Chef Ramsay, he was just like, oh.
What's that?
And I was just like, he ain't gonna like this.
Why would we want to wrap
I have
halibut?
Aborigine in the background.
Does that sound good, Bill? Halibut wrapped with squash?
I said the salmon,
that sounds
but
Jenny
went with halibut wrapped with zucchini and squash, Chef.
Are you happy with the menu, yes or no?
Yes.
Not really.
That sounds ghastly.
Lou Ross, little punk ass. Lou Ross is a straight. He a punk. Why don't you just come out and say that when we were all talking?
He is straight.
Jen, he a gangster.
The salad was my idea. The halibut is an idea that I got as well. And also the trifle.
So you had 60, 70% of the sale of the menu then?
Oh, no. No, it's not 70%.
95.
Let me tell you something. That menu is
99.9.
Hideous.
I thought it was awful. It's safe to say that Jen has taken captive of the ship and she's heading right for an iceberg.
This menu needs to be
he forgot to say heading for an iceberg. Heading for an iceberg.
Cocktail. I knew Chef was going to say who got a better idea, so I was just waiting for that opportunity.
The opportunity.
Will you have the menu for me, please?
The menu is the crab and shrimp cocktail served in a martini glass. We have the filet mignon, grilled salmon, and then the
salmon.
Filet with the creme anglaise.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
We need a win. We need a win.
Wow.
Salmon. Isn't that a basketball player?
I've heard of salmon. I don't think you're going to mention like salmonella in a kitchen, but now the best part of the whole show, though, was the stuff Matt was making was really salty, and he's like, "I don't get it. Why is it so salty? It's because he's sweating in it. Nasty.
So gross.
Let's check it out."
The sauce was very salty.
The pasta is over salty.
I don't have a salt shaker. Why is it so salty?
What's the matter?
Way too salty, chef.
Too salty. Matt! You're dripping sweat.
Yes, chef.
Into the pappardelle.
Yes, chef.
So much that it's salty now.
I don't want to get yelled at that I'm a fat, sweaty pig. I never sweated before like this in my life.
Come on, Matt. Don't let us go down right now.
Because he's never worked before,
bro. Why are you like a baby? Hey.
Yes, chef.
Don't dare start throwing things around your pants.
I'm not throwing it around.
The quality's gone down.
Yes, chef.
Yeah, would you want a diaper?
No.
Go back to like a baby.
Yes, chef.
Wow.
I haven't heard him call anybody a donkey yet this season.
I know,
wonder if PETA got a hold of him and said, no more talking about donkeys.
They're innocent animals, and they're very useful. They do a lot of work. He's like, yeah, you're right. I'll just call them
just
a baby.
Just because they can't cook.
Now, who got kicked off? Oh, it was the short lesbian, Lou Ross, was...
he's a guy.
Did you like how... who was it? Petroza had to decide, didn't
right.
he?
Right.
Yes, that was classy.
And he almost thought he was going to get rid of Jen, but he was like, no, we're getting rid of Lou Ross. So anyway, the funniest part of the whole episode, though, is when they go to the beach. And what was that with Gordon Ramsay frolicking with Jean-Philippe in the water?
Jean-Philippe looked like he got pissed off and just nailed him with that towel. He balled up that wet towel.
What is going on the show, Bill? I mean, seriously.
It's something else.
Wow. Sorry, I show the human
stuff. My niece just walked in and goes, what are you doing, guys? Like, oh, hi.
Well, you know what, Bill? Let's take a break, and then we'll come back, talk Top Chef, and then Lost. All right?
Okay.
Because we've been going about an hour anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Whoever's listening, good times. Yes.
Fun at parties because he's always in control and he knows how to make a party laugh. It takes good sense to have a good time, and Fun knows it's cool to live by one simple rule: know when to say when.
A reminder from Anheuser-Busch.
I want to know better. You've got the look. The look that's all together. Short ass pants, the fit that's right. Short ass pants, the fit that's right.
You've got the look. You've got the look. You've got the look. You've got the look. Cereal to you. New E.T. cereal, made with E.T.'s favorite flavors, chocolate and real peanut butter, shaped like E's and T's. New E.T. cereal. A glowing part of this good breakfast.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
11, 12.
Everything at Arby's is being gobbled up. There goes a roast beef deluxe. There goes a sub. Whoops, there goes our logo. Come to Arby's today.
Let's get him to leave so we can play.
Bunny, want to ride my new bike?
No, thanks.
Telephone, Bunny. Take a message, please.
No one can say no to Quick. Say, Bunny, want some Quick? Great, I'll get it. I got it. Oh, Quick is so rich.
And thick.
And milk chocolatey. That was good. Oh, since you're not playing.
Nestle Quick Chocolate Flavor. No one can say no to Quick.
Going to have us some fun? Going to have us some fun.
Going to have us some fun.
Bill, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Good times and great wine.
Shannon will be back in a second.
Oh. It's our gay nightclub music.
I feel like dancing. Wow. Gay opera music. There should be more gay rave opera music.
Yes, there should. Is Shannon having a good time?
Yeah, she's out in the kitchen going, I'm really having a good time.
Good. I was afraid we were boring her because...
No, she's doing good.
The whole TiVo segment kind of lasted a while, but we'll pretend it didn't.
Lasted about as long as the voicemail.
Well, we're not done with
that
it
voicemail,
yet.
No, let's not... We like voicemail. It just seemed to go on a while, didn't
How
it?
How about we get some succinct idea voicemails?
Yeah, tell us what you thought of the Lost finale. We did have some good stuff on Indiana Jones that inspired people to write in. And let's talk about Top Chef. Or do you want us to wait for Shannon or go ahead and
It's okay.
Now, Top Chef, it had to do with my favorite invention, the steakhouse. And they had to make these tomahawk steaks, Bill. Did those not look good?
Those looked amazing. I was watching it, and you were watching it, and I went and I looked it up at this Allen Brothers, where that's the place they went for the steaks. And it was $164 for one of those tomahawk steaks.
Oh, man. Wow. And you know what? Even the ones they said were cut badly, they look good to me, too. I wasn't going to... But that's... Oh, man. That stuff looked good. I like any kind of meat like that.
Yeah, the sausage.
Steak, not sausage. Well, yeah, I'll eat sausage, too. Steven, you like the sausage?
No, I'm not a big fan of the sausage.
Yeah, the sausage.
No, that's no the sausage.
No.
Wow. How much farther can we stretch that drop, Bill?
Not too much further, honestly.
Bill's sick of it.
It's almost time for a new one.
Yeah. I think we have a special guest in my studio here.
Oh, really? Hello?
Another girl.
Another girl.
Hi, who's this?
Come here, Jordan.
Do you want to be on the radio? Oh, there
say
goes
hi.
The ice water.
Say hi to Jason and Steven. Come here.
Here, say hi.
Hello?
Go ahead. Say hi.
Hi.
I don't understand what she said, but I heard hi.
Hi, Jordan.
They're saying hi to you, Jord.
She's tired. She just got back from swimming. Sorry.
You know, Bill, it was funny. One time we were testing out the feed before we ever did a live feed, I told Bill, I said, my daughter Emma's in here right now. I'm going to leave the room and you say, Emma, go get your dad. I need help. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And so I went
that
the other,
was funny.
And you went, Emma, I'm stuck in the computer. Go get your dad. I need help. And she goes, okay. And she ran. She goes, Dad, come here.
Yeah.
She was like, he's stuck in the computer. He needs help. And I go, all right, thanks. She was like, well, we saved him. She was like, yay. So we were just playing around.
She's adorable.
And then she told me this.
Who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but it's an easy crime.
I was like, no, I failed as a parent. She wanted some cash for saving the guy in the computer. Don't.
She wanted that go phone.
Oh, yeah. I want the jitterbug.
And a necklace.
It's got gigantic buttons. So,
and what else did she want? Some
a phone and a necklace.
Oh, yeah, a phone and a necklace off of $75.
And a half-cap Frappuccino. Or iced Frappuccino. So anyway, on Top Chef Bill, they all each had to prepare an appetizer and an entree. And
yes.
I got to tell you that besides the steak that they make, you know, like I'm going to make a New York strip, I'm going to do the ribeye. Whatever other foo-foo stuff they do, I have no clue. It's over my head what they're making. It's just like...
What I thought was funny was how, like, I don't know, you realize how kind of snobby people are about food.
Yeah.
Because the one guy was like, oh, I can't believe this person chose a filet. That's my least favorite. It's like, you douchebag.
Does that mean he likes stuff with bones in it?
I guess he likes fatty meat or
and doesn't he listen
sausage?
To Gordon Ramsay?
Sausage.
Gordon Ramsay says fillet.
Fillet.
So anyway, Spike, he won the quick fire. So, hey, he's good. He's safe for the... no, wait, they don't do that anymore.
No, they don't. They just give them an advantage.
The chick that we can't stand is Lisa because she blames everyone for her trials
just
and tribulations.
She's just an angry lesbian.
Did you see the part where she was like, dude, get out of my way to Richard?
Yeah.
Because she was,
and at every
out.
Judge's table that she's at, she has her arms crossed in this real defiant pose and this like smirk on her face.
Don't you like the people who use it as an excuse when they're stressed out to be totally rude? But it's just because they're stressed out. Nothing personal.
Yeah, it's nothing against you.
I'm just
a bitch.
Now let's see what happens when. Okay, basically what happened is Spike got to choose whatever he wanted first, right? And he chose the scallops and something else. But the tomahawk
steak that we found to cost $164 a steak.
So everybody's like, I can't believe he picked those scallops. They look frozen. Did you think that was weird too?
That was really weird, especially for a high-end steakhouse, because frozen or wet scallops are considered, like, trash.
Right.
You know, if you're going to serve scallops, you should always have dry scallops, fresh scallops.
Because it takes away from the flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah,
kills
it does.
The flavor.
They can't get the right amount of color, they don't sear right, and they just taste off whenever they're not dry.
Well, Spike kind of gets defensive when they talk to him about that. Let's check it out.
So, Spike, you won the quick fire.
Yes, I fell in love with the tomahawk the other day, and I was hoping that it was going to be in the cooler, and I can do something else with it.
My pieces of meat were cooked very well, rested well, tasted good.
I guess you get this far. There's five people
very well
left.
Rested meat.
You're in a restaurant, scallops come in, they're frozen. Send them back. Choose something else. I was really surprised that you stuck with those scallops. They were really terrible.
Being a chef is all about choices. Choices
sure.
Every day on everything you do. I mean, a vendor brings in something like that in your restaurant in the back door, you got to be able to say, you know what? Change in plan. Change
right.
in direction.
Well, with all due respect, they were in your walk-in, and it should never make it in the walk-in if it's not high quality.
I'll take the shot. I had frozen scallops.
No, I mean,
I'll take the shot, bro. I had frozen scallops in my cooler.
Yeah, bro.
But you gotta take the shot that you used them.
I did use them. I mean, I understand that I used the frozen scallops.
You
and,
know, I agreed with Spike there. He probably assumed, oh, these will be good quality. This is a good restaurant. He didn't think that they would be put in there to sabotage him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're going to go into a high-end restaurant and they're going to put traps. Like, let's see if he uses this.
Yeah, but why were they in there?
I would only assume is that, like you said, they had to have been a trap. Why else would they be in a high-end restaurant like that?
They probably thought Lisa would have taken them. They're like, we can finally get rid of her. But instead,
yeah, that's the sort of stuff that you would find in, like, an Olive Garden. Not in a, you know, a place that's going to serve you $60 steak.
And the thing is, Spike, he has gotten on my nerves all season. He wears his stupid hats or whatever. But there have been times where he's really made stuff that looked good, and he's won a couple of quick fire things. But he's been on the chopping block like every week, hasn't he? He's always there. Yep. He's always
along
at the judges.
Lisa.
So let's check out and see what happens here.
So what do we think about Spike?
You know, I had issues with both courses, big issues. In listening to him talk about what's important to him, when I hear simplicity, I love simplicity in cooking. But if you're going to cook it simple and naked, everything just needs to be perfect. And I think he made a bad decision in choosing frozen scallops.
I love his spunk. I love his fire. But coming off of yesterday, I was expecting more.
First he's talking about the back door, now the spunk.
What's this guy thinking about?
I'm not sure. I know what he's talking about.
Shriveled floppy penis.
Oh, my God. No. Why did we have to go there? Jeez.
He a punk.
You're right. Now, do you guys want to talk about the Lost finale? Let's go ahead and do that. Let's talk about the Lost finale. Did you watch it, Shannon?
I did watch it.
What did you guys think? Pretty good?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, it was okay.
How cool how cool was it that it began right after the last finale ended? I thought that was genius.
I did like that.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
That was super cool. Here's the only thing I want to know. If they've been building up to Kimi and his men coming to kill everybody, didn't they get rid of them pretty easily? Didn't it seem
Thought that was kind of convenient whenever Kimi shows up in the Orchid Station.
Right.
Yep.
Like, how did he know which door the Orchid Station elevator was at?
Because they left it open. That's what it was.
No, they had to close it to go down. Remember when Jack was looking at Locke through the window as they were going down?
It was part in that file that he had.
Knocked the dust off that one door.
Maybe.
So remember the file said that where they could find him? Maybe it said how to get down to the station, the Dharma station.
I'll buy that.
But I was very pleased with this episode. It had everything. And who knew that we were going to get a Desmond and Penny reunion? How cool was that?
That was nice.
That was really awesome.
Penny.
I think they could have cried more. I wanted more
tears, more emotion.
It was just like glassy eyes and kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
And even the romantic scene where Sawyer decides, hey, I'm going to jump. You kids have fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was telling Bill, I go,
Han Solo moment.
Yeah, I was telling Bill, like, Sawyer is so Han Solo on the show, isn't he? Just the way they make him. And I love him coming out of the water.
Listen to that. Did you hear that? Yes. Who do you like on the show?
Excuse me while I freshen up.
Well, when he came out of the water, what happened to his shirt? I haven't really.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a real complaint about that. He should have a shirt on because it's
inconsistent.
His James Bond moment.
He went into the water with his shirt. What happened to his shirt, Steven?
Sharks must have.
Shark ripped it off.
The jolt of the water knocked it off. Pops back out.
For time reasons, they cut out the shark attack where it ripped his shirt off. They just didn't have time to show that.
It's like he tried to use those life-saving skills he learned in as a lifeguard, you know, pull your shirt off, tighten a knot.
Yeah. Right.
Made a little flotation device out of it.
Now,
they just left that part out.
The flash forward where Saeed goes to visit Hurley and Hurley's playing chess with Mr. Echo. I thought that was pretty cool. Even though
I didn't catch that. Is that
who
he was playing with?
Yeah. Didn't you see? He goes, he was like, good game, Echo. And they just show the empty chair there. It's like, meow, boom, goes the commercial for the
time. See, I didn't
we
even hear that.
We must have fell asleep at that moment.
I don't know. I must not have had the volume up high enough.
Bill, you got to rewatch it, man. There's a lot of subtle things there. It was awesome.
Like the blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes.
Yeah, did you notice that on Charlotte?
No.
Her eye color kept changing.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The first scene they were brown, second scene they were green, third scene they were blue.
Like ice blue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like ice blue. Like wow. The scene whenever Daniel told her to get on the boat, and then she goes back and talks to the Asian guy, they were green. And then the last scene where she said she was staying, they were ice blue.
Wow, because I swear there's a scene where Jack's eyes change color, and it's when Locke is talking to him.
Yeah, there's something really weird going on with the eyes this season.
Like, remember, in that Lost is a Game site, the guy talks about eye colors changing all the time. And I was like, what is he talking about? Whose eyes? Because I don't notice stuff like that.
I wonder if that's, like, the dimensional thing, you know?
Space-time continuum.
Lost is a game, Steven. That's what it is.
A video game.
What it is in Lost as a Game is your characters are different jobs. No, I'm not even getting into that. Just read the website. I can't get into that. It makes me feel like such a moron. Yeah, it's a game. But seriously, the Ben thing, the wheel turning, that was very Myst the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Shannon's looking at me like, huh? But yeah, Myst was a computer game back in the early 90s where you were alone on this island and you had to figure out puzzles and the whole mythology of it.
Because all the hatches reminded me of that, too.
Very, very like the game.
And yeah. Some people were saying that, that was a little too sci-fi for me, this show. It went sci-fi all of a sudden. It's like, I hate to tell you, it's been sci-fi the whole
time.
Yeah,
it's been sci-fi since the beginning. A magnet pulled a plane from the sky. Let's think on that for a minute.
But did you like the setup? Ben hurts his arm and everything. I know I'm skipping all around, but first there was the Kimi said that if you kill me, the boat will blow up. And then he starts talking about killing his daughter, so he starts stabbing him. And I love that scene where Locke goes, you just killed everyone on that boat. And he goes, so? It's like, wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, he killed all those people that were part of the Dharma Initiative. So it's really no big deal for him to mass murder.
I think he only cares about people he cares about, like his daughter, and that might be it. And he didn't even show her
how much he cared about her, though.
Yeah, it wasn't even his daughter.
Yeah. It's really weird. I don't know. But let's see, what else was there? There's all sorts of good stuff. Good little character moments and stuff. Whoa,
I'll tell you what, another the CGI tremor. Was pretty awful.
Yeah, when the boat blew
up. Helicopter?
Yeah, like when the boat exploded, it was like,
yeah, but
did
at the same time,
last minute.
But at the same time, I was thinking they probably did do it last minute because if you read like Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, they like finished it 2 days before the premiere, the episode, editing it. So there.
I don't want to get too technical here, but when C4 explodes, it gives more of a bassy explosion, and it should send a shockwave out. So it didn't really look too realistic. Explosion should have been bigger and
Bill,
like
no, that's too sorry. Much. Too much.
Sorry.
Get your periodic tables out, boys.
First of all, Bill, it also had lots of fuel on it, so other things ignite once it blows up, right? So you got to get that too, right? But, I mean, Bill, overall, did you enjoy the episode? It was a good finale?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It occupied a good 2 hours. I loved when the island disappeared. That was cool. And I loved how it, like, did the concentric circles. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, droop.
Locke
gone.
Becomes the leader
like
of the others.
Like a water drop in the ocean.
Oh, I love that scene where he's like, what is this place? You know, he's asking, what are you doing to Ben? He's like, here, watch this video, okay? You just sit here.
Never put metallic objects in the vault.
Yeah, under any circumstances, never do that. And he's loading up all this metal stuff. And he's like, he's telling you not to do that.
And that was awesome, though, because it showed him going through the tunnel, and then there was a ladder going down. He had to break through the ice into that area, and it was just...
It's like a point-and-click game.
You see all the hieroglyphics on the walls, and...
What was that all about? That was cool. But
his
I love
logo it. Jacket.
Yeah, the Dharma jacket, and he shows up with the parka.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In that episode a while back, when he arrives in Tunisia, he's got that parka on, and his arm is hurt. And they've made that little stick thing he uses his weapon of choice, I've noticed.
Yes.
What do you call those things that you go, you flick it and it opens up into a long stick and then you can beat the crap out of people with it?
A baton?
But that's basically his lightsaber, isn't it? If you want to get
real. Now that
would
be cool.
So, yeah, they did all that kind of stuff and good times. I love that Charlotte, you know what you were saying about Charlotte when Miles said, why would you want to leave since you've been here before and you tried so hard to get back? She was like, what are you talking about? And I love how he goes, I don't know. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what does he know?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody, you know, he can talk to the dead. So maybe someone appeared to him, like Jack's dad or something, and told him something. Or
And we do know that when you move the island, you have to leave for some reason. Like, Ben is all upset because basically he's banished, right? He's got to leave.
So, but he said to Jack that they have to take him back, so...
Yeah.
Take Locke back, so...
Well, at the very end, they finally show he's in the casket, and the camera raises up, and it's Locke in there. So immediately starts going through your mind, what is he doing there? He was the leader of the others. What the hell went wrong? And, of course, that's what next season's going to be about, which is cool, the way they set that up. You get to find out how bad Locke screwed things up. Because, let's face it, Locke screws everything up. Because I love that scene where he's like, John, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I couldn't find the flowers or whatever. He's like, oh, they're right over here. You know, he's just like, he's still looking for the door to get in. If he didn't have been there, he would have been screwed. He couldn't move the island.
Because they've really kind of been setting that up for the longest time. I mean, with him at his work being a loser and then getting involved with a woman over a party line phone and... What else was there that he did that was stupid?
And it's so funny because he tells...
At the end when he was like, well, what am I going to do? And he goes, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. But I love... He tells Jack that he's got to stay. And he goes, just wait till you see what I'm about to do, Jack. And it's not even him who does it. It's Ben.
No. I have a feeling that's why he ends up dead on the mainland.
So, now, a lot of people are like, well, is Locke dead or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. But do you remember in the very first episode, they crashed the plane, or maybe it was the second or third episode of the season, in season one, Jack's dad is in a casket on the plane, and he finds the casket, he opens up, it's empty, and they don't get back to that storyline till, like, this season or whatever. So we know that there's something weird with that. You arrive with a dead body. Something happens to it. And I don't even...
I think the island inhabits the body. I don't think they necessarily come back to life.
There was the cool, weird phone call that was backwards to Kate. And have you heard it forward, Bill?
No.
I wish I had a clip of it. But basically what it says is, return to the island. We need your help. That's what it says to Kate backwards.
I wondered what that was.
And then she goes in the room and Claire's in there and she says, don't take him back. Promise me you won't take him back. So there's definitely some kind of good, bad thing going on there. I don't know what the hell's going on, so I won't speculate on that. But it's really cool and I can't wait
to
see
next season.
Should
make up an interesting second to last season.
And that's the thing about Battlestar Galactica is that, did you watch it, Steven?
Yes, I did.
Did it feel very filler-ish to you?
There were parts it did,
because you want to get to Rosalind disappearing on the base ship, right? And they don't show any of that. They just show it's Adama, who's now established that he's in love with her and he will stay and do anything that he can.
Right.
But I got to tell you, all of the Rolo, what's his name? Lumpkin.
Yeah.
The Romo Lumpkin, say that five times fast. Apollo wants him to pick somebody to be the front runner to be a replacement president because they don't really like Richard Hatch's character. And it's obvious from that first statement that Apollo is the best candidate, is it not, to the viewer? But they take the entire episode of debating it, coming up with names that we don't even know because they're just made up names for characters we've never seen. And we're like, it's going to be Apollo. And he's like, what about this person? It's going to be Apollo. You know. And at the very end, there's that weird scene where he pulls a gun on him. And he's like, you're going to give hope. And we shouldn't have any hope. And they killed my cat. And what the hell was going on there?
Well, the cat was like running around the whole time. Was he mental?
It was Ghost Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the island inhabiting the cat. Oh, wrong show. Crap. Oh, I tend to do that a lot. No. So, was he motivating Apollo at that point to be the president, or was he actually going to kill him with his cool four-barreled pistol? How cool was that thing?
Was that right out of Firefly?
Yeah. It was the same Badger weapon. Figure it,
well, I mean, Apollo had to prove himself to even to Romo.
I guess. I just... Whatever, man. He's a president now, and I just didn't care that much. I am interested to know that Colonel Ty has knocked up six. Yeah. He's got made her pregnant.
So but it's two not Cylons six to him. It's his ex-dead wife.
And you guys know how much I love the show, but didn't Adama forgive him very quickly for that and even put him in charge after he's... He was asking him, what kind of secrets have you given up? What have you told her? Oh, by the way, you're the admiral now, and I'm going to step down.
You know how many times I've had to fix this stupid boat?
You know what's funny is, remember the season that Lost got kind of bad whenever JJ stepped away from it to do, what was he doing?
Was he doing,
he was working was on, he working on Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that now, because Ronald Moore has a three-picture deal and he's working on Caprica, that there's really no direction on Battlestar Galactica this season.
I really think it's this, Bill, honestly. 20 episodes. It's a 10-episode storyline. I believe the second... I'm hoping the second half of this season is awesome because they've got to kick it into gear. We even see next week what I was hoping would happen this week, where they awake Deanna, they fake us out with who's the final Cylon, fifth Cylon. Remember, she says to Roslyn, well, you're the fifth Cylon. She's like, what? So obviously she's not, because they wouldn't have done that on the previews. No. I think I know who it is, honestly. I think I figured it out by this episode.
I know who it is.
Who do you think, Steven?
I think it's Colonel Ty's wife.
No, that's not what I was thinking. But
I was thinking it might be her.
But she's dead. They shot her. So
no, but they've kept her hidden.
Here's who I think it is. And it's not Roma Lumpkin. I don't think it's...
No.
Frodo Baggins?
I think it's Doc Cottle. Do you remember the way the six was dying and she holds
that's
up her hand and he holds
there.
Her? I think it's the doctor. That'd be a nice choice. I got nothing else after that, anyway, to explain it. But I was like, she's holding his hand and everything. Okay, that's him. Whatever.
I was thinking, since Colonel Ty is one and he keeps seeing his wife's face in that place of
but is
six,
it is it just me, though? Will it matter who is the final Cylon if they don't improve the show?
It's going
like,
to be
really fast.
I don't care who any of the Cylons are at this point.
Like the robot with the two eyes going. Shannon, did you watch the original Battlestar Galactica?
I have to say, I only watched it for the cool outfits that the girls wore.
They were sexy outfits.
Like
back in the day, it was all like spandex those see-through veils, you know?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Nice. They need to do that.
The storyline was not for me. Still isn't. I'm not a sci-fi. That's not my background. But
so you're done with Lost
it.
Now?
Because what's that?
Are you done with Lost now because of the sci-fi wheel turning at the end?
Yeah, that part really drove me crazy, actually. But I held on because of the jacket that Ben was wearing, and I'm going to push through till next season.
What do you mean, because of the jacket?
I just thought it was cool that he was, like, the clothing part, that he was dressing for the next level.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, next game level. Hello, Lost is a game. And remember when Sun goes to visit Widmore and he goes, tell your father I enjoyed our last game. And I was like, he just said game. Lost is a video game. I have nothing to back it up besides that, but I'll just keep saying that. So anyway, stuff like that. So anyway, Battlestar Galactica, and Apollo is the president. Six is pregnant. Rosalind is still missing.
You notice that Apollo's British accent is starting to bleed through his... I don't know what you'd call it.
I think he's just like, whatever. You know, I'm still getting paid. Whatever. I'm going to slip in my British thing, you know?
Who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but it was an easy crime.
I know it's
easy
a crime,
crime,
but it's an easy crime.
Easy crime, baby.
Easy money. Money's an easy crime?
Yeah. Hey, Shannon, something special. Bill doing the news. You want to hear that?
I'm so excited. You don't know. I've been waiting for weeks.
Let's do it, Bill. You ready to do the news?
Let's do it.
not the Sabbath anymore.
No, it is the Sabbath.
Did you tear it up?
Huh? All right, Bill. You ready to do the news?
Yes. We'll start off the news with my single cult news story that I promised this week.
Ooh, cult news. Should I play the cult news theme or no, it's just one story?
Yeah, it's just one story.
Boo.
Sorry. That's all I could find. Now, you know, for weeks, well, probably for as long as we've been on the show, we've talked about Will Smith being a possible Scientologist.
No way.
And then, didn't he issued a statement saying that he's a follower of all religions? He, like some bullshit to try to salvage it?
He keeps an open mind because every religion offers something positive to the world, I think, was the
probably politically correct statement.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, so the story is that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are, they've donated $1 million of their own money into a new private school that will offer organic meals, laptops for every student, in an environment of learning based on equity, respect, and to create citizens of the world.
Huh?
Here's what the parents of the school's pupil aren't being told. The new Village Academy plans to use
an
teaching methods developed within the Church of Scientology and has hired a team of Scientologists to put them into action.
Say what? What's
yeah, why not create a private school and indoctrinate children into L. Ron Hubbard's craziness?
Seriously, if it helps, though, you know, everything's helpful, right?
Oh, yeah, if they clear their thetans and get on the bridge to total freedom. I can't believe this.
Don't they have the best rehabilitation for drug addiction?
Their claim is Narnicon, where they just put you in a sauna and give you vitamins. Like, here, sweat it out.
He's a Scientologist.
You know, we'll get that horse out of your bloodstream anytime now.
I guess that would work.
Yeah, they stick a pipe up your butt. We'll get this out. We'll flush it out.
Wow.
All right, next story. Now, I told my sister this earlier. Every field trip I've ever gone on during high school, the teachers were all drunk out of their minds and stayed in their hotel rooms. Did you guys ever experience anything like that?
Must have just been our school.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it was because I was going to that the performing arts high school that all the teachers were a little flaky.
We never really went away for weekends or even during the week went away.
There, you know, the outdoor learning center?
I was elementary though. I mean, I was like fifth grade.
Yeah. What about like a ski trip or something like that? Did you go on one of those?
No, those always cost money, so no.
Yeah. I remember those. Okay. So anyways, a 32-year-old Riverside County High School employee has been arrested and accused of being drunk while chaperoning a field trip. Police said some of the students under her watch also had been drinking.
Did you tear it up?
Wow.
Lisa Raquel Arenales, who works in the Banning High School attendance office, was arrested on a charge of suspicion of being drunk in public. School Superintendent Lynn Kennedy said Tuesday that Arenales was placed on leave pending the results of the district's investigation of the incident. Yeah! 14 of the Banning High students on the trip to San Diego admitted drinking vodka and a margarita mix, but it was unclear where they got the alcohol.
Nice. Ooh. Hey, they weren't at school, right?
No.
Off campus.
Off campus.
Extracurricular.
Really?
She was teaching a class on drinking. How to hold your alcohol, 101. Margarita mix. That stuff is so terrible.
In the bucket. They probably all carried
their bucket. Yeah, the buckets of margarita mix.
Nothing like a cold cup of one.
Your senior year, we're preparing for the TJ trip.
Oh, God. Authorities received a call saying school employee and an unknown number of students on the bus were drunk as the vehicle was returning to school Friday night. When it arrived, officers determined the teacher was intoxicated and hit her. Students won't be charged, but they'll face disciplinary action.
Frustrating.
frustrating.
All right, now this one, this one's my personal favorite
this
of
is my
the week.
Too,
teens are listed in serious critical conditions after being struck by a train.
Oh dear.
Let's get into why they were struck by a train. A day in Lebanon, Maine, a day after being struck by a freight train, two Maine girls remain in the hospital. Rachel Brown, 14, and Destiny Fanouf, 13, were struck while sunbathing on a train trestle in Lebanon, Maine.
Huh?
Yeah. They're both flown to the Maine Medical Center. Brown suffered an amputation at her ankle.
Oh, my God.
In serious condition after being upgraded from critical Thursday morning. Fanouf suffered an amputation below her knee and a head injury.
Holy crap.
As my sister said earlier, I think she already had the head injury to be tanning on a railroad track.
It must have been a really good spot.
Sun was just right.
Yeah. Look at that spot right there. It's dangerous, but still.
Like, do you hear anything? No, I don't hear anything.
Yeah. They're probably listening to their iPods, which is even worse. They've got earbuds in their ears.
Witnesses said they heard the girls scream and saw them attempt to move before they were hit. Police chief said the train's conductor also saw the girls, blew his horn, but was not able to stop in time.
That's kind of
train normally travels about 30 to 35, had slowed to go through the intersection, was going about 15 miles per hour.
Wow. That's horrible. Stop.
Charlie West, who lives near the track, said the train screeched to a halt after passing her back door.
A bill!
That's... wow. That's about where I saw the little girl laying, and her knees were bent. So I could see small legs bent on the railroad tracks, and she was moving, so I knew she was still alive.
And he just kept going, right?
Yeah, so they tried to find the body part to reattach it, but I don't think they had any success in that.
Wow.
A day in a life of sunbathing.
Yeah, on the railroad tracks.
Sunbathing was so dangerous.
It is. I thought you had to worry about skin cancer, but no,
yeah,
amputations.
So
wow.
Hey, it's free. You don't have to pay to go tanning on the railroad tracks.
That is true.
You get the extra glow from the tracks. You know?
Yeah. I think the metal marks must be in this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It must be in across the nub that's on the bottom of her leg.
And one
now.
Less foot.
Yeah. All right. So there's some monkey business clearly afoot in the Swiss zoo after a paternity test revealed Thursday that one of its gorillas has effectively been cockled by a young pretender half his age. Zookeepers in the northern city of Basel were shocked to discover that Kisoro, a 17-year-old gorilla, is not the father of little Cholua. Instead, it's Viatu, another male who's just 9 years old. It's like an episode of Maury.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the father.
Good God.
Where's the music? You are not the father. Yeah, I told you, bitch! I told you!
Sparkalicious.
Oh, my God. Okay, a homeless woman in Japan who sneaked into a man's house and lived undetected in his wardrobe for a year was arrested yesterday.
Wow.
Let me out of this space!
The woman was only...
She must be very low maintenance, you know?
I guess so.
I
not
couldn't
heavy
get away
breather.
With it. Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, nice one, Shannon. The woman was only rumbled after the man became suspicious about food mysteriously disappearing from his kitchen. Police found the 58-year-old woman hiding in the top compartment of the man's wardrobe and arrested her for trespassing.
After a year, doesn't she live there?
Technically, yeah.
Technically, they're married.
She has a common law marriage.
She owes him a lot of back rent.
I won't have your money. The man had installed security cameras that transmitted images to his mobile phone after becoming puzzled by the food disappearing from his kitchen. One of the cameras captured someone moving inside his home after he had left. He called police believing it was a burglar. However, when they arrived, they found the door locked and all the windows closed. We searched the house, checking everywhere someone could possibly hide. When we slid open the shelf closet, there she was, nervously crawled up, curled up on her side. I love how...
Eating a box of Cheez-Its.
Yeah. I love how nonchalant it is. Oh, there she was! How you doing? The woman told police she had nowhere to live and first sneaked into the man's house about a year ago when he left it unlocked. She had moved a mattress into the small closet space and even took showers. They said the woman was neat and clean.
Yeah. Wow, she sounds like the perfect woman, really.
Perfect roommate.
You never see her.
She cleans up after herself and doesn't exist.
I tell you what, you don't have to leave if you just keep straightening up.
Psycho just, bitch.
You can even get out of the closet once in a while.
The guy was really lonely, too. That's the irony about it. He would have liked her to be around. She was just there the whole time.
He would be crying in silence, and she wouldn't know what to do. All right. Would-be thieves left a nasty note in Des Moines, Iowa. The note the burglars left behind was nothing fancy. It had large letters scribbled in ink on plain white piece of copy paper, had no doodles or stickers or punctuation, but its message was clear. F*** you, and you're safe. Apparently, they were upset that they couldn't gain access to the safe. The father and son burglary team, Randall Popkus, 41, of Urbandale, and Joshua Williams, 22, of Des Moines, allegedly broke into the Des Moines Golf and Country Club early Monday morning. They used a reciprocating saw to cut into the safe, but couldn't get it open. Instead, they left with tennis rackets and shoes, some of which tumbled out of their vehicle after they sped away when a security officer saw them in the parking lot. The suspects were identified by the license plate on their vehicle. They turned themselves into the police and returned most of the stolen property. Popkus and Williams face felony burglary charges and end up to 5 years in prison. As for the threatening note, it won't carry any additional criminal charges.
It doesn't like money.
And they said that's because it wasn't directed at anyone in particular.
Wow.
That sounds ghastly.
All right. In Berlin, authorities in southern Germany have taken custody of a 7-month-old boy after his parents posted an ad on eBay offering to sell him for €1. Police spokesman Paul Heiber says the baby was placed in the care of youth services in the southwestern Alaju region. Heiber said on Saturday that the mother told police the internet ad was only a joke. Authorities have begun an investigation into possible child trafficking. No offers were made for the child in the 2 hours and 30 minutes the ad was posted.
Like, oh, man, the bidding's over. Damn.
The auction site deleted the posting later.
Wow.
$1.60 for the child.
That's a bargain.
Was that something that they showed their kids? See what happens when you don't clean your room? I put you up for auction.
You on eBay.
Better than hot sauce.
Yeah, that's true.
So didn't somebody do that over here on Craigslist?
I think somebody did do that.
I just feel so diva-ish right now.
Thailand is kind of a screwed up place. A teenage transvestite who grew up on a military base has been crowned Thailand's most beautiful transvestite in an extravagant annual pageant which transfixed the nation.
Wow.
Kang Sadam Wong Dus Kegel.
What?
Wow. Did you say Kegel?
Kegel.
Let me see, show you
oh
what.
Oh my gosh.
Something he doesn't have. Kegels. Known by her stage name as Nonk, cried as she accepted her Miss Tiffany crown from last year's winner. Nonk, 17, particularly impressed the panel of judges with her question round. Asked if she would be happy to join the army as a man, she told the Why do they keep calling her she? It's he. last year, I went to register as a soldier, but my figure had changed, so the government did not let me. We are beautiful.
Is this a
so
joke?
We,
really?
So we have no need to be soldiers. Oh, okay. Her win brings her considerable financial reward. Oh. About 100,000 baht. Which equal to about $3,000 American.
I thought it was like robots or something.
Yeah, 100,000 bots.
That's a cool name for money. Bots?
Bots.
He's a nice guy. Let's do it.
So it's, I guess he was a nice guy. It's equivalent to a year's wages and a car in Thailand. So wow. There you go.
Cheap boys naked.
Oh, and there's a picture.
Shriveled very flappy good penis.
All right. Speaking, your wife made a post in the chat room earlier on about gas prices.
Yeah.
And here we go from USA Today. As if sky-high gasoline prices weren't frustrating enough, many owners of SUV pickups and motorhomes who use a credit card at the pump are being blocked from getting a full tank. That's because many station operators have a $75 limit on Visa or MasterCard transactions at the pump.
Wow.
If motorists hit the limit, they must do a second transaction at the pump to finish filling. Another solution, though inconvenient, go see the attendant to have the credit card swiped inside. So they developed a anti-theft mechanism because no one could possibly fill their tank up with $75 worth of gas.
Yeah.
But now it's so high, that's half as much as what it normally is.
I read on, I think it was Dig, you know, they have different news stories. It was some company, some gas station chain, their machines weren't made to go over $4.99 a gallon. So they were having to do something because they couldn't charge more than $4.99, and they need to because the prices have gone up.
Like when I was out in California a few weeks ago, there was two gas stations that were feuding. They're right down the street from each other, essentially, like, maybe half a block, and the one owner said, okay, as soon as they lower their price, go 3 cents under. They went down like almost a dollar they dropped in price.
Like a dollar for a gallon of gas?
No, I mean a dollar off the existing price.
Oh, I got you.
So how much they went down to like almost a year ago's price, you know, whatever it was a year ago. And like they had like... The only complaint was the police department said, if you guys are going to feud like this, give us a heads up because, I mean, traffic was backed up, you know, cars were coming. And, they were lining up all night long thinking they were going to get this deal and they'd already raised their prices back up.
Yeah, certain radio shows do stuff like that where they're like, hey, we're going to have dollar gas.
For an hour, yeah, for
they
1 hour.
The whole town, you can't even get through there or anything. It's crazy. I want a Back to the Future car where you just pour garbage in it. How cool would that be? Mr. Fusion.
Mr. Fusion.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible? To time travel speed? Yes, it is.
Thank you, Brittany.
She doesn't even let you answer.
This story, note to drug users, be careful how you label people on your speed dial. An Annapolis man was arrested Monday for drug possession after he called another man who was being arrested. It started out as a simple traffic stop. About 10:30 p.m., an officer on patrol pulled over a car for failing to stop at a red light. The driver was identified as Joshua S. Green, 22. Mr. Green told police he did not have his license with him, but check through MVA records showed his license was suspended. While police... were arresting Mr. Green, his cell phone rang, and the caller ID said it was Zach, the weed man, calling. officers asked Mr. Green if he was planning to meet Zach to buy drugs, and he told them no. One officer called Zach, the weed man, back and confirmed the meeting place at the gas station near his
Motor Street. He didn't need to take out, like, a bus stop ad that says that?
Zach, the weed man, call. The officer took Mr. Green with him and went to the gas station where they found the 19-year-old Zachary J. Mazzola, like the oil. Mr. Mazzola told police he had about 3 grams of marijuana in his pocket that he was planning to smoke it with Mr. Green.
Wow.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
Wow.
The Darwin Award winner
for the week. I would like a sperm donation.
I'm not even going there again.
Wow.
Two men face criminal charges alleging they set fire to their friend's groin as a practical joke during a night of drinking.
What? Their friend's what?
Their groin.
Groin?
Groin. Matthew Craig Pilers, 22.
And yeah!
Jack Holy crap. Jack Brett and Nicholas Kiefer were charged May 12th with battery and unlawful causing a fire. They are set to appear in court today to be arraigned on the charges, which carry a maximum of 4 years and 6 years in prison.
How did you get burned?
His friends did it. We finally answered the question how he got burned.
Pilers and Kiefer and friend Elliot Tahuela were drinking at a house in Grover Beach on January 18th when Tahuela passed out. Pilers and Kiefer decided to play a practical joke on him. They routinely drank together and would play practical jokes on each other, such as shaving their eyebrows. They were drinking and one of the guys passed out, so the other said, I'm going to look for rotten fruit to put up in his socks. The other guy said, I found a bottle of cologne, poured it into his pants. The other guy said, that's funny. And
let's light his sack on fire.
Yeah, and the other guy said, that's not funny. If you lit it on fire, that would be funny. One of the men allegedly lit his groin area on fire where they had poured the cologne. The man woke up and all the men attempted to extinguish the blaze.
Wow, rested nuts.
Well, at least that shows they're friendly. They put it out for them.
Tuela suffered.
I'm pretty sure he put it out himself.
Tuela suffered second-degree burns on his testicles and third-degree burns on his inner thighs.
Wow.
He did not believe his friends intended to harm him.
But he has a lot of memories.
Yeah.
A lot. Scars.
One question. Are you nursing?
Huh? All right, Bill, what else do we got?
Let's do one last story since we're talking of spandex.
Huh?
Earlier in the show, Laramie County Sheriff Jim Alderin is standing by a column he penned last week in which he singled out Boulder cyclists as leading to an increasing number of conflicts between motorists and riders in his jurisdiction. In his bullseye column posted on the sheriff's website, Alderin said many cyclists cop an attitude when stopped and that many of the cyclists with attitude are part of the Boulder cycling community. The column went on to say that Larimer County Sheriff Department deputies have been ordered to step up their enforcement of the state's laws on filing single-file riders and other cycling laws. And it all leads because they are wearing spandex. Alderman pointed out that the group of Boulder cyclists brought up the issue in the first place. He said cyclists were complaining about Larimer deputy who allegedly told him, don't let the sun set on your behind in my country. All right. Wow. That's
Triple floppy penis.
Now stop that.
Good Lord, man. All right. And that's news for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week. What do you say we do some DVDs and include some Blu-rays, because now I have a way to watch them. I always said before, Bill, I don't have a Blu-ray player, so you stop putting them in the DVDs, because I don't have it, and I don't care, right?
Not anymore.
That's right, let's do this DVDs tonight! Ow!
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, Standard Definition! DVDs!
Hell yeah! Steven, where were you with the second part?
I know, I let you take it.
Oh, say, can you see?
Steven, left me hanging out to dry.
Since you get the new Blu-ray, I was letting you take
the balls bursting.
Okay. All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs this week? Shannon, right. Have you left? She got up and discussed
that. She
went
to use the woman's room.
Oh, okay. The lavatory, Bill.
The lavatory, correct. DVDs for June 3rd, 2008. Starting off with the recently aired Andromeda Strain miniseries.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, with Benjamin Bratt.
Yes, he's the headliner on this one.
And who else is in it?
Krista Miller, Ricky Schroeder.
Someone who died this week on television, supposedly.
Andre Brower, Eric McCormick.
No, not yet.
I don't know.
He's on a show called Lost. He was on the deck, and he was just right there. They probably could have landed the helicopter and got away.
Oh, Daniel Day Kim, that's right.
Yes, Jen is in it. And he blows up in that, too. So,
nice.
Bad week for Daniel Day Kim. Boo.
Did you notice the other thing about how the guy, Michael, was complaining because he says that the writers of Lost don't know how to write black characters?
Yeah, I saw he was very... he was disappointed they killed his character off.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that he didn't realize that that's probably the end for his character. His character wanted to die. He had to know that he would die.
Exactly. Eventually. If he was trying to kill himself.
I understood what he was talking about, how, oh, that's real original. Walt's going to grow up without a father and he's black. Oh, yeah, that's real original writers. But at the same time, it did make sense for his character in the certain place in life and in the storyline. Because he wanted to die. It wasn't like he got killed out of the blue. You knew that Michael wanted to die, and he had to do this. And if he did, he would be granted death that he so craved. So that made sense. It's kind of a weird complaint. Maybe he was just having so much fun, he didn't want to go home. You know?
Yeah, I doubt they thought like it through, like, yes, he's black, so
let's kill him off. We need less blacks on this show. It's like, whoa, racist.
Minds.
All right, Chips, the complete second.
Yes!
Too bad Shannon isn't here right now because she had a love affair with Eric Estrada when she was a young girl.
One of my I remember.
She watched it just
for
him.
Did she know about that, though, Bill?
That one of his testicles got enlarged?
One of my testicles has enlarged.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
We need to
have to inform her when she gets back.
And we need to tell her about that. I love, right. You know what, religiously watched Chips, Steven, when I was a kid. What
I
about you?
I watched it up until when they changed, you know, when they got the new...
I try to pretend that never happened, Steven. The new partner?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
the
never happened.
Partner.
Never happened, doesn't exist. It's like...
The other white guy.
Bill, does Indiana 4 exist to you?
Does it exist to me?
Yeah, Highlander 2, it never happened to me. So there are certain things that cannot exist anymore, right?
Highlander 2 and 3.
And 4.
Quickening!
Mario Van Peebles 1, where he gets chopped in half and he's walking on the bars without any legs. And he
hey, that
around.
One was awesome.
I'll say, and certainly the Highlander, the series, never happened to you.
I'm a big Duncan MacLeod fan, though. Highlander Raven, the series, that one never existed. Remember that one with the chick?
What do people do about Stargate series?
It's not like the movie was that great, so it didn't hurt.
Yeah, Stargate sucked from the beginning.
It didn't hurt it to have a TV show.
James Spader is the nutty professor.
Ew, I hate boys naked.
Okay, what other DVDs we have coming out, Bill, this week?
Shannon is back. We just talked about... Chip season 2 and how much you loved Eric Estrada. Did you hear that?
No, what did she say?
Too bad he's ugly and fat now.
Whoa.
It's too bad.
But he also something else is happening.
Sausage? What?
Too bad he's also ugly and fat. Anthony Michael Hall in the final season of The Dead Zone.
Shannon, didn't you know this about Eric Estrada?
One of my testicles has enlarged.
It's an enlarged testicle.
It's because I'm wearing those pants too damn tight.
It's all swollen up.
Yeah. Or he got burned or something.
Yeah, one of his friends lit his crotch on fire.
Now, have you guys ever watched the Dead Zone TV show? Never watched
it. I watched, like, the first season of it.
Was it pretty good?
I watched a few episodes in the first season.
I love Christopher Walken Dead Zone, the movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
But, yeah, didn't watch. Hey, I was glad Anthony Michael Hall was working again.
Now he's out of work.
Oh, crap.
It's so weird, though, to see him, like, the difference between 16 Candles or Weird Science and, like, now.
Well,
all
weird,
grown
yeah,
up.
When we saw him that, and then he
the
went
same thing happened to me. You thicken up with age.
You know what? He should get on Boston Legal.
Yeah, he should replace James Spader.
Yeah, or they could take turns.
There you go.
You know what? No. The Captain America movie. They're going to start casting for Captain America soon. Anthony Michael Hall is Captain America. No, you know what, who I really think would be great casting for Captain America, since we're just get on that subject for a second? Josh Holloway. Sawyer. He'd be perfect. He's got that chiseled jaw.
Watch it then, Shannon.
Oh, I'd be there.
I'm serious. He'd be great casting. And why doesn't that guy make movies?
Because he's too busy doing Lost.
He's chilling in Hawaii, dude.
Oh, man. Sounds like the life. All right, Bill, what else we have?
Flavor of Love, the complete unrated third season.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't know. Was that the last season?
I think that was this season. Man, they got that out fast, didn't they?
Mines.
Good Lord.
It's all a sham, so I can't buy it now. I'm mad at that.
Yeah, we know that he doesn't get with any contestants. He just marries the lady who had his child that had nothing to do with the show. Makes no sense at all.
No, none.
I'm going to go with Rock of Love instead. I'm buying that box set, Steven.
Oh, me too.
Rock of Love.
All right. Next. What is with Bret Michaels and that freaking do-rag? Is he so ashamed of being bald?
It's because his hair doesn't stay on. It's attached with that do-rag.
Wouldn't that be funny if he was bald as an egg on top?
He's got one of those mullet hats, except it's a mullet do-rag.
But you know how I feel about Bret Michaels?
Sweeter than the sweetest dessert.
Yeah, he's so sweet. When is it going to be like Tila Tequila, where he has chicks who want him and flaming homosexuals also? That would be a great show, wouldn't it?
That would be. And then he could say, every rose has its thorn to them.
I want action tonight. Satisfaction, all right.
And then his CC DeVille can come on too, his partner.
Hey, Brett, did you hear some of the ladies? Have you heard that guy's voice? It's crazy. I got nothing.
Okay, different than everyone else.
Yeah, that's CC DeVille right there. Okay,
I guess in the mid '90s, Get Smart was brought back for, I don't know, like a miniseries or single season.
I know they did The Nude Bomb. Remember that, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Never put bomb in the title of your movie that's going to be released theatrically, am I right?
I guess Andy Dick was the
the
villain in this version in 1995. I don't know anything about him.
I don't remember that at all. I'm glad I missed it.
Who wants to buy the star? So am I.
I love Andy Dick, though. He's great.
He was good in Ben Stiller's show.
He's crazy.
Who is
Well.
Who is Maxwell, then?
Hi, bitch.
Who was Maxwell?
Next DVD is I Love New York.
We'll never know,
Steven. Second season.
What was that, Bill?
I Love New York.
Yes, another date show. Wow.
Real name, Tiffany Patterson.
Why do you know that?
Because it says so right here.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I researched it. I went on Wikipedia to find out just who she was.
You just keep getting dirtier.
You can pick up the...
I know it's a crime, but it was an easy crime.
Easy money. You can pick up the fourth and third season of The Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby.
Yes!
To prepare for the Edward Norton version
the
of...
The Bixby!
Yeah.
That guy was a genius. I love Bill Bixby. He went out directing Blossom. episodes.
Oh my god, you're right.
Wow.
Well, have you seen pictures of that Mayim Bialik now?
Yeah. Good lord. She's still hot.
Big boobs.
Does she have big boobs?
Oh my god, yeah.
Huh. I'll have to look at her again. I'll have to look into that. Thanks for the information.
Sure, no problem.
The only one I know that had real big boobs was Punky Brewster. She had to have a reduction.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, how could she laugh in the face of God like that? No, what was that line that's super bad?
Slap God in the face.
Yeah. How could she slap God in the face like that for what he gave her? Genius.
All right, let's continue down here. Meerkat Manor. The story begins. Why not catch up from the beginning?
Those cute little meerkats.
About them all dying and being bitten by puff adders.
Yeah, one gets bitten by a puff adder. He only has minutes to live. Oh, yeah, that's a great show. Thanks a lot.
Speaking of wanting to be bitten by a puff adder, meet the Spartans.
That's why I can't watch Ricky Tikki Tavi, for Christ's sakes.
God.
Meet the Spartans. Hey, one of the signs of the apocalypse. All right. Need to own that.
I'll never understand why or how they make these and they make money. It made $38 million at the box office. That's shocking.
Are you punking me, man?
Who are the people that go see this crap?
I don't know. Wow. The one part I remember is that I heard about, mind you, is there's a part where in 300 he encounters that giant wolf at the beginning.
Yes.
But instead, a tap-dancing penguin comes around the corner, and he goes, "You have happy feet." So it's like, wow. Not only is it a horrible reference that there's a penguin, but he says it out loud. Wow, you have happy feet. Hey, wink, wink, stupid audience, in case you don't get this reference. Wow.
Wow, indeed. Next DVD is Rescue Me, the complete fourth season.
I really like Rescue Me, and I kind of lost interest with the last season. I didn't watch all of it, but this next season will be in HD, so I'll be interested again. Because I'm
Do you know when it shows up again?
Usually it shows up in the summertime, and I'm going to think, hopefully, July. What sucks is my favorite summertime show, Big Love, has been pushed to January because of the damn writer's strike. It usually comes back by July, but I got to wait till friggin' January now.
I'd say probably Entourage would be the same way, won't it?
I don't know. The way they filmed that, maybe they already have a season in the can. I don't know. But yeah, that's what we usually get, Entourage and then Big Love during the summer. Mm-hmm. Man, this blows. Stupid writer strike ruined everything. The only good thing is it did is they weren't able to give us any more heroes, and I was thankful for that.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for that. I can't wait till they bring that show back and it starts stinking again.
Yeah, let's see how many crappy guest stars they can bring on this.
I get to drive a Nissan Versa.
Ooh, Nissan Versa!
I hope they bring Richard Simmons on as like
that would be awesome.
Superhero.
I'm really gay. It's like, wow, dude.
I'm out of the closet.
Yeah. This time he admits he's gay. Oh, wow.
Maybe like something involving the magic ball sack that hangs out.
Whoa!
His shorts.
Time out.
That great.
Shriveled floppy penis.
No.
All right, next DVD, Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell and Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
That was an actor who hiccups to prepare.
I thought he was throwing up in his mouth.
He was. He was about to throw up. But I remember that the way he prepares for his scene is he hiccups. It made no sense at all, but whatever. Semi-pro, yeah, looks
terrible. Interesting.
Steven, this your punishment for being late. Gotta watch Semi-Pro.
No!
No!
Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy show.
You know what? I heard it's funny.
Yeah, it only brought in $0.5 million at the box office.
But you know,
holy crap.
You know what they say about Vince Vaughn, poison, though, don't you? You know what they say about Vince Vaughn?
He's a coke red.
He's a punk.
Oh, he's a punk. Yeah. I mean, seriously, the guy, his eyes are always black anymore.
Yeah. And he's, I think it's just a vitamin deficiency.
It's a vitamin deficiency. Yeah.
Hey, leave him alone. He's in Swingers.
He's money.
Yeah, he's money. Although I'll never forgive him for being in The Lost World. Wow. The girl does gymnastics and kicks a freaking raptor, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, people are like, oh, it's more George Lucas's fault for Indy 4. Hey, go watch The Lost World. Is it really mostly George Lucas's fault?
You know what? You're right.
They have a girl doing gymnastics and she kicks a raptor. She kicks a raptor, Steven. And there's CGI monkeys in that, too.
All right. And that is DVDs for this week.
Wow. Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Shriveled floppy penis.
Stop it.
Thank you.
We've had enough of that. You know what, Bill?
You use what? Your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
I thought I would punish Shannon. Sorry, Shannon.
All right, I love it.
All right, everybody. Oh, sorry,
you
Arnold.
Talking about
Wow.
What'd you talking about?
All right, everybody. That was episode 126 of Nowhere in Mulberry. And we did it. We finished the show somehow.
Wow.
Nice. We talked about Lost and Hell's Kitchen and Top Chef, and we even had a special guest, Bill's sister.
Yay.
And, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. It's good to have a fresh voice on the show. I wonder if our listeners do get sick of, like, man, it's just three dudes, they never shut up, blah, blah, blah.
Sausage Fest.
Sausage Fest, yeah, the sausage and stuff like that. But thank you for listening, everyone. On our Saturday show, if you'd like to call us and leave a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491. Also visit nowhereinmulberry.com. There you can find links to our forum and Mulberry Old School, all of our old episodes. So thank you for doing that. And Shannon, what do you think of the show? This is what Bill's been doing with his Fridays lately.
He's such a superstar.
He really is.
He's smelling under his armpits right now.
Really? What's going on, Bill? What's going on with the hygiene?
Just a super. You get it, the superstar thing, the superstar SNL superstar.
Wow, I didn't. If she would have said,
"He's nice."
If you were smelling your fingers afterwards, maybe I would have.
Yeah, no.
Superstar.
No, I think you guys are cool. Good job. I'm proud.
Thanks. We try. Shucks. But anyway, we're going to take a long break now. What do you think, guys? Either June and July or just the whole summer? What do you think?
It's up to you guys.
I just got a PS3. I'm saying whole summer.
Wow.
What do you think, Bill?
You don't have anything to play on it.
I know. I don't even have a movie. It didn't even come with the friggin' Ricky Bobby movie like the old ones did.
Oh, yeah.
No Talladega Nights.
I thought there were ones that came with Spider-Man 3.
I guess, is it because it's the 40 gig version?
You know what? I think you're right.
Great.
I mean, that's the only version they have out now.
I don't have
They have a 60 gig version.
You know what's funny is when the PS3 came out, Bill, were there any games for it when it came out? Wasn't it
there were like two or three. I think that Resistance Fall of Man.
That race game that they...
Ridge Racer?
Yeah.
Ridge Racer?
Gran Turismo? I don't know.
Pole position?
Pole position.
People are listening.
What was that, Shannon?
She's reading the chat room. She was like, oh.
I see my name on the chat room.
Someone wrote, who is Shannon?
Yeah, it was Brock.
It's Bill's sister. Now, how much did you beat up on Bill when he was little?
Oh, I dressed him as a girl.
Yeah, huh?
Constantly. Curled his hair, put some makeup on him.
There are actual pictures of...
They're on sale now. No, that's why I'm on here.
Nice.
We'll have them in case.
Yeah, I had, you know, three sisters.
The bidding will start after the show.
Mulberry Bill t-shirts with him dressed in drag.
Oh, my God. You should see some of these pictures. Yeah. Just, I look like I've just been beaten and, like, smeared in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that to you?
It was a lot of fun.
Because I was their doll. I was the
yeah, living doll.
I'm surprised I don't like penis. honestly.
They're like, oh, look, he has a stick
so surprised I'm not, like, yeah, I'm not Carson Kressley at this point.
I'll say, pretty impressive that you're not a serial killer dressing up in drag.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Caine in Dress to Kill.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but it was an easy crime.
What? What does that have to do with it? Oh, anyway. Bill, you've never robbed from a Girl Scout, right?
Not that I recall. I might have taken the cookies.
I was just going to say, didn't you steal all the cookies?
That's such a dated drop, really, isn't it?
I can't resist Samoas, so I have to steal them whenever I see them.
You know, I love Thin Mints, or at least I used to. But there was one day where I ate an entire box, and I got so ill that I will not eat another one.
I like the little shortbread cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Try eating a whole box. You won't like them anymore.
Trade foils. Now they have the all abouts or thanks. They call them thanks a lot.
What about
now?
The Dosey-Dos?
Dosey-Dos are the peanut butter ones.
Okay,
yeah.
Which one is it that looks like a plain cookie, but it's got that layer of chocolate on the bottom?
That's the all-abouts or thanks-a-lots.
Where the hell did they come up with
They're like shortbread, just a little chocolate on the bottom. It's real waxy.
Who came up with these names? But I'll eat those big time.
I know there's two different bakeries that make them, and the two different bakeries have different names for them. Like the Samoas are from Little Brownie Bakers, and then the Caramel Delights are from the...
That's way too much information.
I know.
Stop,
I'm
Billy,
horrible.
Now.
Wow, I can see this coming full circle. Getting dressed up like a girl.
No, let's rephrase that. I did not dress myself as a girl. I was 5 years old and had three sisters that thought I was a moving doll.
And we got in a lot of trouble for doing
that.
Yeah,
oh my God. When my dad came home one time, you would have thought that
look what they done to my boy.
My boy.
Like, Daddy was like, did you use a curling iron on his hair? We sure did.
I had, like, no hair, but they curled it somehow.
How old was Bill at that time, and how old were you, Shannon?
Were you, like,
I was, like, five or six, maybe.
Yeah, so that would make me what? How old, then? I'm pretty darn old.
Well, if I'm 28.
I can't do the math.
You're born, what, 70?
It's too exhausting.
72? 73?
Need water. Can't think.
She's dancing around the issue of her age.
Give this people air.
Huh?
Give the people air.
All right, Shane. Well, thank you for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in the chat room. Let's see who we have in there, Bill. We have Loxa in there. Oh, doesn't.
Yes, an Asian soup.
Anthony Bourdain loves that stuff. Hey, Brock. Oh, we got Brock. We got Izzy was in the chat room. I guess he left.
Yeah, so was Classy, and we've had people in and out the entire night.
Yeah, if you listen to a little bit.
Not a whole lot of activity.
But they tuned in on a Saturday, so we have to love them for that.
It's weird for them. You're normally on Friday nights.
You're right.
You know, M. Daddio said his sister made him watch Munchies. Thankfully for me, my sister's... didn't really watch...
Just General Hospital.
Wait a second. I thought you said you were forced to watch Strawberry Shortcake.
That was my youngest sister, Shaylin.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah, Shaylin's a year older than me. So she would watch Gem and Strawberry Shortcake. But because I had to watch Strawberry Shortcake with her, I got the doll of the bad guy who was like Blueberry or something.
I remember the way didn't he have an evil mustache
evil.
Or something?
Yeah,
yeah, he was, yeah. But I had the doll of him.
Was it Plum something?
Plum, I don't remember. I just, and Smurfs, Gargamel. And
yeah, you're the mean guy. We always made you be the mean guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we try to beat you up.
Well, yeah. Smurfs was kind of the non-gender specific cartoon.
Yeah. La, 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 la. Oh,
sing
sorry.
A happy song.
Hey, I love the Smurfs.
Not really.
Yep.
Well, guys, that's the show. Let's wrap it up, shall we? Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you after the break. However long we take, you'll know it when we're back,
we'll
right?
We'll post.
Yeah, we'll
purple
post.
Purple Pie Man. Thanks, Brock.
Purple Pie Man. I'm going to say after 2 weeks, I'll feel the itch to come back and do the show. So
I'm sure.
He a punk.
Huh?
You a punk, she said.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. See
you. See you next year.
Next season.
Next season.
See you next season.
After sabbatical.
We'll premiere right after Scrubs on ABC. They're moving to ABC, you know. Bye, Shannon.
Toodaloo.
Bye, Steven.
Bye.
Seriously. Seriously, Steven, get out.
Get out.
Shriveled floppy penis.
That sounds ghastly.
Now this is podcasting.
Did you tear it up?